Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
The Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get with it. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 6.
Do it live!
6-8.
Suck it!
And we've got Smarty, and we've got Hellbent back with us once again. Yeah. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
Good to be back.
Yeah.
So, we understand that Smarty has a challenge to issue.
We're doing this right off the bet, aren't we?
Yeah, we're just going to get this part out of the way. And I don't even know if Egghead's watching right now. He might be. So there's there's no better time than now.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to dive right into it. Egghead, look, listen. I got to talk to you really quick. So I've been watching back some of the episodes as of recent, and I've noticed that with every video they show of you, the more I notice you're trying way too hard, bud. And I think that's your downfall right now. So allow me to start this off by saying I would like to challenge for the Cringerweight Championship. I know that was pretty shitty. I'm not done yet. So there's something that's never been done in regards to actual Mania and all that shit. And that would be you guys mainly focus on him in his video, in his videos and stuff like that. That's usually the main part. But I think the best way to approach this is to challenge him in the now, so to speak. Like get his actual reaction.
Like a debate of cringe?
No. Hear me out. Okay. So I got this idea from episode 666, funny enough.
Okay.
Because while 666 was going on, you guys showed a video of him of something that he did on Christmas, which was review a hot sauce.
Yes.
On Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with this idea, and I want to see if he's going to go for it. Egghead, let me pitch this to you. On the next actual Mania, you and I, for, I want to say, about 15 minutes or so on the Peasants, if you want, I don't want to take up much of your time, I'd like to engage in a 3 stages of hellfire match.
And what are the 3 stages?
The hottest hot sauces he can find.
So you both...
Three hot sauces.
Okay.
Who at each one, we go 5 minutes. Whoever reacts to the hot sauce, whoever... I don't want to say spurg out. I would say freaks the fuck out, loses. So think of it as a 2 out of 3 rounds, so to speak.
Wow. Okay. So you're just going to do a 3-round challenge between three different degrees of hot sauce? That sounds fine. You guys got to agree to the type of hot sauce. You got to agree to any stipulations.
Yeah. I know you have some last stab, Egghead. And the first thing that I ever did on this podcast was take some of that last stab. And I think I could outbeat you on that.
Well, so we'll see about that. I think Egghead is going to kick your ass.
Well, he has to accept. Listen, so we'll leave it up to Egghead.
He's got to accept. Exactly. But my main point is I'm challenging for the cringerweight title because no one should ever embrace that level of cringe. Not a human person should even consider at all embracing that cringe, and I think Egghead needs to be stopped. So
this is
I'm
cringy.
Taking that away from you.
Well, we'll prove it on the court.
It is very cringy, but I'm taking that away from you, Egghead.
Stop Egghead from being cringy. This might work.
I think you both should start off with like drinking a beer, then like eating a Percocet or a prescription drug, then smoking
and
crack.
Die?
Smoking crack.
Then die.
We'll do the 3 degrees of drugs, and we'll see like whoever freaks out, like you said.
Yeah.
First,
whoever comes, do some meth on top of that.
Round one, meth. Round two, put your forehead on a baseball bat and spin around. Round three,
fentanyl, you're dead.
Fentanyl, if you survive, then potato sack race.
No, I think it's
exactly, yeah.
I like Jones' idea of it just being hot sauce for 3 rounds.
Yeah, because
I just think we shouldn't limit it to taken orally.
Are you suggesting a fucking...
I'm talking booty dabs, boof it.
You're talking about boofing hot sauce
boof
right now?
Boof sauce.
Who the fuck
round
would ever
round one in your mouth, round
sauce.
Two up your nose, round three up your butt, and round four in your eyes.
Yeah.
That's
I'll tune in for the eyes.
And round five is just a massive bukkake.
The final Jesus. Round is with the eyes, but you got to get through a maze to go find the eyewash station.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
From boof
oh
to bukkake.
Bukkake.
Yeah, your points are measured by your screams. The more sounds you make, the more points you lose.
That's everything what I was else. Actually going to go for. If Egghead screams due to this hot sauce, lose a point.
I still think barfing should still, you know, barfing should be a DQ, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because like my thing is like we haven't, you've judged him based on the merits of his videos, and I feel like that's a little unfair because he could edit it to be however cringy he wants.
I don't think he does.
Why not?
Though.
No, his editing is definitely cringy.
It's pretty cringe.
I don't know if he does it on purpose.
As a professional editor, it's pretty cringe. I'm not going to lie.
Pretty cringe.
But like,
I'm also a professional editor.
Oh. But I was going to say, why not?
No, I'm not. I'm lying.
I was going to say, why not catch him on the spot? You know what I mean? Like, when was the last time you had Egghead on the spot do something like that? The drinking contest, like, versus the other Egghead?
We'll see what he says when he gets here. Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. Everyone, please like the stream and make sure that you're subscribed and all that wonderful stuff. Who is more cringy, Smarty or Egghead? Let's.
I'm not taking that cringe. I'm not taking that cringe. I don't want that bump.
You're not taking that bump.
I don't know.
I'm not
championship and not take that bump.
Let's take a vote in the chat right now. Who's
there? You go, chat. Let us know.
It's funny you say that, Billy. My good friend who is in, he's big into like indie wrestling in Florida. Like he works there as manager or whatever. He worked a match, or he was involved with setting up a match that involved Dusty, Terry Funk, and two other people. And one of the spots was Terry Funk was gonna light Dusty on fire. And in the background on the phone, when they were talking about the spot, you just heard Dusty in the background go, "No, baby, no, I ain't taking that bump."
No, baby, no.
Yeah.
Taking that puff, you just hear Terry, shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up, Dusty. I'm going to light your ass on fire.
You scum sucking doll.
I'm going to light that son of a bitch on fire. You don't think I can't get that muffler? I can't take that muffler,
Dusty.
I'll burn that muffler. I'll burn that everyone, shit.
Everyone, please like the stream so that we can get up over 100 likes. And we're going to get into the first segment here. Here we go.
He called me, sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
And you better well learn to love it.
Yesterday was the first official day that marijuana was legal in the state of Illinois. So now...
Oh, my God.
So now America's third largest city has legal weed.
Happy guns.
Yes.
Chicago.
Maybe they'll...
Lions. Oh, my God.
Maybe they'll stop shooting each other now.
Nah, they still got...
They'll be too high to want to shoot each other.
Prepping for this for months.
Think about how many gang members were dealing weed. You know what I mean?
I doubt a lot of them were getting shot over weed.
Oh, dude. People got shot over weed in Ohio all the time when it was illegal. Trust me. Well, I mean, it still is illegal.
I've got 24 full-time and part-time employees on staff right now that will all be here ready to go to help out tomorrow as well.
How many people do you guys expect?
We've heard 5 times, 10 times our amount, you know, on a given day, we might see around 300 patients. I'm definitely expecting to see some people outside camped out. A lot of unknowns right now, but it's part of the excitement of it for sure.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy opening!
Look how excited
happy
everybody
marijuana.
Is.
Happy marijuana!
Are they opening at midnight? Like, what the fuck?
I think so. This is the worst game console release I've ever seen.
Yeah, this is a GameStop.
Wanted to beat the crowd, get out early, start enjoying my day, and enjoying
what
Joe, I plan to do
for us today.
Hey, Joe,
thank you again for your patronage here at Drunken Peasants.
Oh, we get a new patron?
Oh, no, Joe Sarnicki. This guy, he's obviously a fan of ours.
By the way, if you're a patron and you want your name either in the beginning part of the show or at the end, and your pledge hasn't gone through yet, you'll want to update that, because at the beginning of next week, I will have made it for the rest of the month.
Riches. Smoking pot.
Huh?
Totally a DP fan.
Be like Joe. Be a patron.
They're like showing where all of the dispensaries are.
Winslow Mejia, the West Loop, bought an eighth of an ounce of marijuana at Dispensary 33 in Uptown shortly after 6 a.m.
They're really nice,
he's
though.
In prison.
They have it really organized. Uh-huh. Like, they give you a paper and tell you what they got.
Yeah.
They place your order. And then...
Dude, I used to be so paranoid about getting caught with weed all the time. And then after I moved here, it's so weird. I don't even remember what that feels like.
They tell you how much you got.
And I got some gummy bears.
Can't get those here, right?
You can get other kinds of gummies, though. They just don't let them shape them as bears.
Yeah.
That's the
this
only
is the it. Actual the weed.
Gummy cubes.
Yeah, this history. So, yeah, it was worth the wait.
We're here.
Yeah, they are basically, they're almost like Starburst, but they're more cube-shaped.
At Mission Dispensary on the South Shore, on the southeast side of Chicago, and we are serving people who are...
That's fair enough.
Exercising.
Like, it's all adults out there. Nothing bad going on. Everybody seems well behaved. There's no nonsense. Everybody's lining up nice.
Very organized. No chaos.
Mean, yeah, that's how it is. There's not weird shit going on near the weed stores. I mean, maybe sometimes.
When
depending,
I'm there is.
Depending on the neighborhood or whatever.
Well, there's a crazy person in every crowd, right? But that crowd, if there is a crazy person, they're well behaved.
There's usually... very large security people guarding these places in Washington.
Newfound freedom to buy cannabis legally. The crowds have been large.
But I will say this. Since it's federally illegal, these places have to operate in all cash. So they're sitting ducks for armed robberies, which do happen from time to time.
If you're an armed robber, these are like pinatas.
Right. Yeah, you can grab weed and money.
Yeah.
Even larger than expected. We're just excited to have
then
folks
again,
here.
The weed don't cost
exercise.
That much to make, does it?
I mean, you know, to grow it year round in a climate that won't support it, where you have to grow it mostly indoors, and you have to hire hands, like farm hands, essentially, to do that.
We are farmers.
And buy licensing and all that stuff.
So you got that, then you got city. Maybe if they're insured for it, maybe it doesn't matter if they get robbed just because they push so much money anyways.
Yeah, I mean, the stores are separate from the producers. So, like, they buy their inventory from the companies that actually produce the product, and the product gets tagged by the state for their store. Like, when you buy something from a store, you can tell that when it was grown to be in that specific store. They like, it's like pre-purchased before it's even grown.
Yeah, it's way more strict than liquor. Liquor, they just like put it, or cigarettes, liquor, they just put a tax stamp on it and you go, you know, you make sure to follow your stuff right. So this is like grown to mission here.
Yeah, they test it for purity and stuff too.
That's good because, I mean, just some, I've seen people just mess up with pesticide one time. I've seen just people accidentally like just spray it across her arm. I'm just like, oh man. Yeah. I don't even know about washing that off. It's like you could have just fucked yourself somehow real bad. So, yeah, last thing you want is for that to be spread on something that you may inhale or eat.
Right. Yeah, and I love what people have done here now with, like, the people that make the soda and stuff. That's so great. It doesn't even taste like weed.
Ben loves his weed soda.
Weed soda, I feel like, is great.
I've yet to actually have a weed soda, but I hear great things.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Great things. I figure if it's a first time, you just put on some music that you like, whatever you find relaxing. I like chiptune-type music, maybe something a little familiar to you so you don't get too far detached from reality or whatever. Take a sip, relax.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, you'll just get sleepy and just, like, pass out.
Well, they have
just be like, man, knock it right out.
They have weed sodas that are, like, only 10 milligrams in the whole bottle, and then they have ones that are, like, 100 milligrams a bottle. So like the 10 milligram ones, I like to sit and drink that like I would drink a couple beers. And then the 100 milligram bottle, I treat like a bottle of liquor. Like I pour shots of it.
Of course, mileage may vary depending on how fat you are. If you ate something beforehand, if the pyloric valve is blocked, then you're not going to ingest the fluid as much, therefore less THC in your system. Cause most of that's going to go to spoil with the, I did a lot of training in the bar. So
that's when you're just going to have to boof it.
That's why I'm hoping they get.
What is with you and boofing things, Billy?
I just like putting stuff up.
I
want to
sell bottles of weed at the bar. That'd be fucking rad.
That would be awesome.
But would they do bottles of weed at the liquor board close that shit down? Like every
liquor
board
I've ever known. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like laws would have to change for something like that.
Yeah, there had to be a lot of movement. I think just the fact that they even let.
In Portland, I went to a place where they had CBD infused drinks.
Yeah, but CBD isn't it federally legal?
No.
Yeah. No.
I thought
CBD is legal because we haven't here.
I don't think CBD is federally legal.
You can have it in any state, but they can decide how it's used, right? So they can say you need to have like served in the war and come back with actual battle fatigue, right? Like battle fatigue, that kind of stuff. Like the real big problems, you get to go somewhere to pick something up. It's probably like 9 to 12 hours away from you. That's how they handle it across the. Basically, it's federally legal. Then the states make it hard to get. Then you got to convince the states to kind of move in. That's why you're seeing weed like it is right now. It's the same thing, pretty much.
No, there's still states where CBD is illegal. Huh. I just looked it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't know that much about it. I'm just used to seeing how the state messes with that kind of stuff.
I was gonna say, I don't know exactly how legal everything is. Like, just because I noticed in the chat, I noticed in New York, it's CBD and then kratom is also legal.
In most places, kratom's illegal.
That's why
in
I thought.
States. Yeah. Yeah, it's all based on state laws.
A lot of unknowns right now, but it's
Jilly juice still legal?
Sure. I hope.
Fuck.
Not.
Oh my lord.
A couple hundred people.
The line was just super long, but I mean, I expected that. The experience
I like
was awesome,
this music that's going with it.
Really cool. It's mellow.
Finally got the marijuana.
Cool. Look, people there in their Cookie Monster pajamas.
Yeah. He's got it. Cookie Monster pajamas on. He's ready to get watch cartoon.
That's what I appreciate about this guy. Fuck Nick Fuentes.
Fuentes does live in Illinois.
Chill out, Fuentes.
We'll get to him.
He's the one holdout protester in front of one of those places. Just like, no!
No! Don't smoke weed in the place I live in.
The place is clean and it's nice, so...
Why don't you pray to God and tell him to not make it grow anymore, since it was a plant that, if you believe in God, God invented, right?
I think the devil made it.
Yeah, the devil was the co-creator.
I'm going to go home and smoke some weed.
Look how happy that guy is.
This is the most wholesome video about marijuana I've ever seen.
Look at these awful, miserable drug addicts lining up to get their poison. I think the street should be eradicated.
And now nobody's dad needs to turn to crack because he's afraid of losing his job.
For real.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep these. Well, actually, they'd probably still lose their fucking job. just because it's legal in the state doesn't mean the jobs quit piss testing.
That's a waste of money.
It's
like,
so fucked.
I don't want my forklift driver to be high, though.
Well, okay, but if they don't show up to work high, like, they never act like they're high at work. Why does it matter if they get high when they go home? And the thing is, in testing for weed, they could have smoked it once, like, 3 weeks ago, and they would still test positive.
Yeah.
So
I guess that would be to the discretion of the employer, and if the employer just wants to be a dick about it just to kind of weed out, no pun intended.
That's my point. Don't be a dick about it. Like, if they're acting super high at work and they smell like weed and they got red eyes and they're fucking up at work
without a piss test.
Yeah, or test them, but it's a waste of money to test everyone.
Yeah, I wouldn't even test them. I'd be like, look, something's wrong with you. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean, like, this thing where they test everybody is such a waste of money. You catch a few people, but those might have been people who were good workers that wouldn't have come to work high. They just got high when they weren't at work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe they do better when they're high at work and they're just over there fucking some fucking good work up on a little stone break, a little stone blitz, a little high baby.
Look at these trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all raping each other on the sidewalk where they're waiting to buy their drugs.
Reefer Matt. It's going to be a riot out there.
Oh, you know, Biden used the learn to code meme on coal miners.
Oh.
I'm sorry?
All right, Hillary Clinton promised to...
I can't believe that Dean Cain is a Fox News host now, by the way.
I can't believe that John Page is Dean Cain.
You are!
No!
Is Dean Cain your dad?
Yeah, did you shave?
Dad? Is Dean Cain your dad?
I could have had... I could have had that small money.
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Damn it!
Yeah, no, I can kind of... Older brother, maybe.
You should have gave Robert Ailes a blowjob!
Could have had that money.
Gotta get that Fox News money.
So you're Superboy. You even got the, like... Lois and Clark Superboy haircut going on.
Superboy or Superboy Prime? Got to make sure of that. Because if I get caught saying I'll kill you to death, I'm out.
You're Lois and Clark universe Superboy.
Put coal miners.
I'll take it. I'll take
out
it.
Out of business in 2016, but today, former Vice President Joe Biden has a different message for them. Learn to code.
Toward the end of our administration, Joe's going to determine what the jobs of the future are. Anybody who could go down 300 to 3,000 feet in the mine sure and hell can learn how to program as well. Anybody who can throw coal into a furnace can learn how to program, for God's sake.
Gee, what the fuck? Well, what the fuck does he think programming is comparing to throwing coal in a furnace?
Who's throwing coal in a furnace?
I have a programmer in my employ right now, right? And I've tried to learn programming. I've done a few bits here and there. And yeah, you know what? If I had like 6 months of air conditioning, rent, food, transportation, medical treatment, all that, you know, everything covered for 6 months, and you toss me a C++ book, I could make some headway. But asking somebody who's probably barely getting by mining for coal to go ahead and learn some Java on the side, that's... Yeah, he's out of it. He doesn't know what the code is. He doesn't know what the computer is. He looks at the computer. The cell phone is a magic slate.
Have you been to a coal town?
Okay. How about this? How about this? Someone who's been vice president should know how to code. Let's see you write a fucking code, Joe Biden.
Oh, he's right.
He says a coal miner can do it. It should be easy. What about when you're fucking vice president? Let's see you write some fucking code,
and
bitch.
And the whole point of write to code is to tell people that, you know, they just took the wrong job and that because their job's dying, that they should go find one that works rather than, hey, we're losing the workforce here. There just aren't.
Joe Biden can't even tweet, let alone write code.
Biden, look, I can go back older days. Biden can come and bring five of his best boys against five of my best boys and some skull tag on Doom 2. Ooh. And we'll duel it out there.
Dude, that is a tall order.
About Joe Biden goes up against my boy Egghead. And
for
they,
cringerweight,
yeah,
champion.
For the cringerweight.
He's
champ.
Up next. He's up next in the lineup.
He is cringy.
And if Egghead wins, he gets to be president.
Our next guest has nearly 40 years experience in the coal mining industry.
Oh no, fuck you, Fox News! I can't believe they got Dean Cain on here anyway.
I want to see the guy who they're going to have speak with 40 years coal mining, and I want to see what he's got to say about it.
Okay, says fine. Biden is selling miners short. Chris Hamilton is the senior vice president.
Miners with an O or with an E?
President of West
Getting
Virginia.
Some more back rubs.
Is Biden selling miners?
Damn it. This is Epstein Island all over again.
Association, and he joins us now. Chris, so the vice president certainly selling coal miners short. How do you react to that?
Well, it's more of the same. It's just inconceivable how someone, particularly in his position, could advocate putting tens of thousands of working Americans out of work. But
he is old
no
as fuck.
Yeah, he's not long for this world.
Some people get affected by age differently too. Like 60s, 70s, right? They're full state of mind. They're moving well. They're not. Bit off, but then you see certain politicians are kind of shambling around a bit, and you wonder if they should be making too many decisions or if they even know what they're talking about.
Surprise. Former Vice President Biden has repeatedly demonstrated his disdain.
I don't think Biden could remember the Konami code.
Yeah, cheating bitch.
I don't think he ever learned
He'd
it.
Try,
he, was,
though.
He was already like 50 years old when we were doing the Konami code.
I don't think
code.
He could even plug in a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah. He already had a second heart transplant by then.
For mining and for our coal miners.
Chris, it's so condescending too. I guess he's trying to give a compliment, but he's like, anybody can throw coal into
it. It's true. Biden is the kind of guy that tries to compliment you and insult you at the same time. I think that's true.
He could do so much
better.
He's
the king of backhanded compliments.
Yeah. He's unintentionally.
Wow, buddy. That's real smart what you did there.
Everybody knows that him and Kevin Spacey went way
back.
This
time.
Did they?
Well, yeah, because like Kevin Spacey rode the Lolita Express with his former partners, Hillary and Bill Clinton and all them,
Beale.
Bill Clinton, they're all Lolita Express. And when he defended Kevin Spacey, he was like, Kevin, I've seen Kevin. His dick's not even big enough to rape a boy. And I was like, that's
fuck?
Not a good compliment.
I like to take Trump behind
that's
the shed,
worst.
If you know what I'm saying, and blow him. I mean, fight him.
Yeah, the important part about a that's compliment exactly is that I mean. You have to like and respect the person for the most part, at least respect. Yeah, disrespect.
A furnace. I mean, of course, then they can also learn to code. But to your point, this is not something he's saying accidentally. He said it much before. Watch.
They said watch, old man, not talk. Aren't you paying attention?
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No. No one's going to build another coal burning. We've got to shut the ones down.
You're not going to stop all coal. Like, if you take office a year from now, you're not going to stop all the coal. And you know this. You're an idiot.
It's weird that he's even answering with that.
Most of our electricity on the entire electrical grid of our country is made from fossil fuels. I'm not saying I like that, but you're not just going to get rid of it. I mean, it's going to take decades.
Have you ever hung
out
in a mining
town? Is that the planet Earth behind him? Is he on the moon?
Yeah, he's on the moon.
Have you ever hung out in like a coal mining town where like the town really only exists because of coal mining?
Yes. And actually, there's a bunch in New Mexico. There's a bunch of dead mining towns. Like the mine dried up, everybody left.
And
there. Yeah. Well, there's this old, just outside of Albuquerque, there's this town that was a coal mining town that dried up in the turn of the century, like the turn of the 20th century. And then in the 60s, a bunch of hippies moved in and fixed up a bunch of the houses in like the old, like Old West looking shit. And now it's like a tourist trap.
Yeah, I was in Pennsylvania in like a little old mining town that had dried up, and they had all these like Victorian houses that were selling for like $5,000.
It's like Detroit.
Yeah. And I'm looking around at these people, and I'm like, I don't think any of these people could code.
Dude, there was no cell phone service in the one I was talking about. Like, it was just, it was like stepping back in time.
Now we have.
Yeah, you think like, oh, I'd live in one of those houses with that amount of money, but when the infrastructure breaks down and you ain't getting cell service, and all of a sudden the water ain't working, and electricity's dial up
and they just have nothing.
They have to fly their water in from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
They have the worst water in the country.
No one is going to build a new one.
As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes.
He's been consistent.
All right.
Okay.
What?
Those are very informative.
That's... Yeah, the answer is yes.
That doesn't, I don't know, that doesn't sit well with me for some reason. Maybe the whole fact of, hey, you're going to be switching over, you're going to be switching over this while putting possibly thousands of people out of a job. That's not, that ain't it, Chief. That's not it.
No, you seen these things, my little nephew plays them, they're called video games. And they need programmers to make them. So what we do is we get the coal miners out and we and make a game development studio.
Yeah, they can go work for Bethesda or EA.
They can work on Minecraft.
Yeah.
Minecraft coal miners. I mean, are you stupid or something and you can't figure this out? Duh.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Could you imagine if you were a real coal miner and after dark the creepers came out and tried to kill you while you were mining for
Hell
coal?
Hell yeah.
Fuck.
Sign me up for some coal mining. Give me a crossbow.
You gotta
and a
craft
pickaxe.
This sword out of nothing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good luck, everyone.
They're the only ones keeping the skeletons away.
Oh, fuck. Ooh, look, we've been joined by
the coal miners leave, the skeletons are gonna come out the streets, it's gonna suck.
We got joined by the Fuentes people caught
they
catch wind of this and then they come in. It'll be great. Once we start talking about them, they'll be everywhere. They're great. Great company.
Jeez.
Right?
That's
I don't know anything about the guy. It was just funny seeing green screen stuff. He's I think just the green screen
we'll cover a little more.
A little booger eater is what he is.
We'll cover him a little more, especially a new romance is blossoming with Mr. Fuentes.
Go on.
Oh, just wait. I'll show you. I'll show you.
Love is in the air.
Here's Donald Trump talking about federal vaping regulations that were recently passed, which sucks for people because this was like a Wild West kind of industry over the last 6 years. You know, it really took off over the last 6 years and there was no regulation for the longest time. And I remember vape shops popped up left and right everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
The vaping is coming out. We're just going to be announcing it very shortly. Some people already know about what we're doing. We have to protect our families. At the same time, it's a big industry we want to protect.
I hate it when people call Melania ugly just because she's married to Trump. I see it all the time. She's not ugly.
She's not ugly. She just looks...
Well,
mind me saying this. She just looks vapid 95% of the time whenever they show her on camera.
You know what I think that
I mean?
Is?
Like blank stares.
Well, that's
I mean.
Her
like
model
that
stare. Have you ever seen models like when they get their picture taken?
Yeah.
They almost got like resting bitch face going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like being married to the president of anything would be agitating as all shit.
Just over it all the time, 95%.
Yeah, like what the fuck does she care about what's going on in Afghanistan? And you know what? She didn't sign up for that really. So yeah, I can understand just kind of being tired of it all. That's reasonable.
Protect the industry. And as you know, we'll be taking it off the flavors for a period of time, certain flavors. We're going to protect our families, we're going to protect our children, and we're going to protect the industry. Hopefully, if everything's safe, they're going to be going very quickly back onto the market. So the flavors will come off, they're going to be checked.
There are people who think too much work done on a body looks ugly. I agree with that. I agree with that, but she's you know, she was a model and stuff like that, and I don't think she's had as much work done as other people. She is slightly older, but she's still 20 years younger than him. So, you know.
We want to make it, people have died from this. They've died from vaping. We think we understand why. But when
people die from driving, too. Let's ban driving.
Yeah, people are not dying at the rate that they are from so many other things through vaping. The fact that we're using this as a scare
tactic.
As
many people die vape, from but...
people die from everything. Like,
yeah, if you see what's going on with these tobacco bonds and how they're not paying out as much recently because more people are turning to flavored vapes instead of these straight nicotine options. Why are they only banning flavored vapes? Why aren't they banning all vapes?
Why not ban flavored vodka? There's tons of flavored liquors and all that. They're all over the place.
Vodka tastes way better. I agree.
True enough, just about anything, too.
I used to smoke, I remember in the early 2000s, there were these brands of Camel cigarettes that would come in these little tins. They didn't come in a regular pack. They came in, like, a tin. And they were all, like, citrus-flavored, and there was, like a mint-flavored kind. And, you know.
Yeah, Camel had, like, a run of, like, some flavored, like, special cigarettes. He should drop me off a whole bunch of them for free, so that's all I smoked for a while.
Back when I was in my early 20s at the gas station, there used to be this Camel person who worked for Camel. They were a Camel representative. And it was a weird thing where, like, if you bought a pack of Marlboro and gave it to them, they'd give you two packs of Camel.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, at least in my experience working with those people, they're kind of rogue. They were just kind of going out making their own rules on that. I don't even know if that was like passed down from somebody up.
The person that did it at the gas station I went to said they worked for Camel. It was like a promo thing that they were doing. Because there's
same
no way.
Guy I was talking to.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's no way you'd make a profit unless you got it like at a cheaper price, right?
Well, aren't they making a profit for Marlboro by having them buy a package of Marlboros to trade them for two?
Yeah, I don't know what it...
It costs them, like, no money to do that, right? Like, the overhead on cigarettes is already high enough.
But why not just say, hey, if you buy a pack of fucking Camels, we'll give you a free pack on your way out?
They're hoping...
Okay, look at it this way. You hook them on the cigarette, right? They like the brand.
They're hoping you'll like the
brand
better.
Yeah, but why make them trade you a Marlboro pack for it? Why not just like, look,
those
buy
cigarettes
a pack of Camel,
cost
we'll
more money than
a
day. They always want to sell you a premium, right? They got to like find some way to premiumize the object, whether it be through flavoring or what have you. Usually, flavoring in the case of like tobacco and alcohol. So it's a real annoying thing. I don't know.
And they had to ID you individually too.
Yeah, for like the vape stuff, at least on the vape stuff I've seen, it's harder to get a vape than a cigarette. You can go up to, there's vending machines that have cigarettes, and there's gas stations with clerks who don't really know what's going on. The vape stores that I've seen have a person behind the counter, and they mix everything in the back, so there ain't even anything to steal if you're like, you know, itching for some vape juice so bad you gotta rob a place. So, yeah, you'd have to, like, if you're gonna, like, actually illegally get your hands on it, you need the help of an adult, or you'd have to steal it maybe from a gas station. Those are the only two vectors I can see to get your hands on that sweet vape.
If kids want to fucking vape, just make sure they're getting the good vape cartridges and not these knockoff vape cartridges.
Yeah, because they were knockoff THC vape cartridges.
Yeah, it's the same,
Anyway,
it's all bullshit.
Well, continue, sorry.
And hopefully everything will be back on the market very, very shortly. Look, vaping can be good from the standpoint, you look at the e-cigarettes, you stop smoking. If you can stop smoking, that's a big advantage.
It's not just
so
tax
we think
revenue,
we're
going to
get it
though,
back onto
the
market.
Tobacco bond lawsuits that came out in 1998 and thereafter are 20, 30-year tobacco bond payouts. And these states were projecting a certain payout because of how much tobacco was selling in 98, 2008, and all that. And as it started to dwindle down, they're realizing people are spending their tobacco money on the vapes instead of the fucking the tobacco in stores. And all these flavored vapes are sold outside of the gas stations, really, because the gas stations get plugged directly from big tobacco.
Do you remember when we did that story about the, like, it was like a ghetto-rigged crack pipe vending machine?
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, it was like someone set up it was a crack pipe vending
machine. I remember because it was in Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
It was in New York. I remember that specifically. Like, we, like, before it even showed up on this show, I remember someone posting about it on Facebook. That was
by the way, quick follow-up to the attempted kidnapper guy, because there's follow-ups.
Yeah.
He already got out of jail. He's a normal, like, there was no reported mental illness. Like, they didn't mention that he was, like, below, like, reasonable intelligence or anything like that. And he has kids and, like, a normal job and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm glad the system worked out then.
Well, they don't know, like, based on what he said, he claims the girl quietly asked him for help. That's his claim. His story is that girl was like, hey, help me. I'm being kidnapped. So I guess we'll figure out more as this unfolds, because that leaves some unanswered questions. But based on the video we saw, there was no, it looked like she was sleeping the whole time.
They were both sleeping. He tapped her on like the leg or something like that and then just picked her up and ran out.
Did he tap her first?
It looked like he tapped her. Was checking to see if she was awake, if I remember.
Well,
always double tap.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly.
Double tap.
We have to protect the children. We have to protect the families. At the same time, we have a very big industry. It's become a very big industry. We're going to take care of the industry.
Oh, they're going to take care of the industry.
I was about to say, is it the industry?
We're going to take care of the industry that's big that we'll take care of because it's industry and it's big.
Industry.
Donald, do you need some help? Is everything all right, bud?
Donald, would you like some
I'd be
sausage?
Exhausted by that point. That looks like a fun job to just check ruin your out. Life with.
Someone found out where his stolen laptop was and went to track it down.
It was about 11:37 this morning. We had a crime occur in the 2000 block of Mountain Boulevard. Now, that crime was the theft of a laptop computer. Our victim was at a local business working on laptop computer when approached by either one or several suspects. We're not going to go into any numbers, and we're still trying to verify and determine those exact numbers. They took his laptop. He chased after the laptop. As he chased after the laptop, there was a waiting vehicle, which was here on the street that we're standing on, which is Antioch. In the 6100 block of Antioch, there was a vehicle that was waiting. The suspect or suspects got into that vehicle with that laptop. The victim continued to try to get the laptop back. And at that time, in the 6100 block of Antioch, the victim was critically injured.
Whose laptop is this?
This is an extremely busy, well-traveled area of Oakland. A lot of
they said he was repairing a laptop. No. She said working on one. So he could have just been like typing away at it, and then I guess people ran up. This is in Oakland. This person ran up, tried to swipe it, and when he chased them down, I think they shot him and killed him. There was like a getaway vehicle.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, laptops aren't even worth all that much money.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
vehicle,
maybe in the old days.
Jesus.
Traffic. And here's what our ask is from our community. If you were in the Montclair area around Mountain...
All right, yeah. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. That's fucked, though.
Well,
don't bring shit outside.
A laptop.
Don't do it. Whatever your urge is to put on a big, stupid fucking backpack or man purse or like, what was it? They had an old saying, it was like keys, wallets, and I don't know, something else vulgar. But yeah, don't bring a bunch of shit out with you. That's why people get robbed. I've seen it a lot.
That's true.
No, fuck that. Bring stuff out there. We gotta beat the criminals. We gotta be better than the criminals. Don't let the terrorists win.
I'm gonna wear like $9,000 worth of cyber equipment in my multiple bags and go to Starbucks and just sit there and expect everybody around me to respect my property.
Motherfucker got killed over a damn Popeye's chicken sandwich.
There is something to be said that if somebody snatch and grabs your laptop, maybe chasing him down and trying to beat the shit out of him was a dumb move. If they would have just let him run away at the laptop, he would have been like, what, $800 shorter but still alive?
He would have at least knew he would have been able to.
Billy, do you
get
think
like.
Sorry.
Could you imagine if you were blogging about your Popeye's chicken sandwich and someone stole your laptop and your chicken sandwich and
you got
killed?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's a triple whammy.
Fuck.
That's the ultimate awful.
Do you think in your prime you could have taken down one of those burgers?
Oh yeah, easily.
Would you have disassembled it and eat it in pieces? Nah. No, you would have ate it like a burger.
I ate it like a mouse.
Because like Pimlunk ate one of those and he took it apart.
Well, I would take like the first couple of bites and it would probably start to fall apart
as
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I would just handle it as a mound.
This is the Therminator. It's like the legendary burger of Columbus, Ohio. It's like 2.5 pounds of beef.
Yeah, I remember.
That looks delicious, but sickening.
I had like a 5+ pound burrito one time.
Grilled onion, ham. And 3 different types of cheese. It looks like a fried eggs on top of it, but that's actually all just a bunch of different types of cheese. Yeah.
That's delicious, and I'm eating dinner right now. So
how does that look on the way out?
I get the normal Thurman burger, which is like less than half of the size of this one. The backstory is Arnold Schwarzenegger puts out a bodybuilding challenge every year in Columbus. So they started getting a huge influx of bodybuilders every year. And bodybuilders started ordering doubles of their Thurman burger, which is already huge. So that's how the Therminator was born. Savage. And then that man versus food guy did the Therminator challenge, and they decided to start putting it on the menu because before that, it was like a special order. It wasn't even on the menu before that.
Like a secret menu thing?
Yeah, it was like, hey, I'll have a Therminator. Like, they knew what that meant. It was a double Thurman burger, so...
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shit on that hamburger.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. They tell you, like, once you pick it up, don't put it back down.
Why?
Because it loses... It's like tectonic plates.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like everything falls apart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you think they have a keto version of that?
Well, you just take the bun off.
Hear me out.
Yeah, everything else is keto on it except for the bun.
Maybe the onion is questionable.
Maybe swap it out for, like, lettuce.
It's grilled onion, though. Does that help?
It's probably not too bad. It could work. Is there any chili on there?
No.
Okay, yeah. You could...
Well, that's what I'm saying. A sandwich is supposed to be more efficient, so why not just, like, make that, like, some kind of big steak or something?
Well, that's what Pimlunk did when he ate it all. You have a time limit, too, and he ate it, like, but he took it apart. He, like, peeled it apart and ate it piece by piece and ate it with a fork, and it's kind of a weird thing. Like, there's this weird strategy that a lot of competitive eaters use where even if it's more filling, they'll eat something that changes the flavor of whatever they're eating. Like if you eat something really sweet, it's cool to have something sour to munch on the side or salty or whatever to like, cause you'll get so overwhelmed. Like if you love cheese, if you eat enough cheese, you'll want to puke if you eat more cheese. And that's why it's good to have something sweet on the side to like to clear your palate basically. So Pimlunk had a beer on the side of the burger, and that helped him, like, wash away the grease. I thought he was crazy for drinking a beer. But you know, me and him ate Brazilian Steakhouse that same day. That dude can eat. He can eat.
Yeah. I almost did 2 eating contests in the same day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I did a donut eating contest, and then I went to go to a pizza eating contest, but I showed up a little late. It was like across town.
There's a ramen challenge here in Bellevue where it's like a crazy amount of ramen. It's like a gallon of ramen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's insane.
I don't know why I imagined it'd be like a mountain.
And there's basic measurements noodles. That goes into this. Jesus, that's bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that. There's that lady who died from drinking fucking water. And people are out here eating like beef burgers and like huge bathtubs full of noodlers.
There's like a website called eatfeets.com. I don't know if it's still updated, but they have like a map.
Is that a foot fetishist website?
No. It sounds like a suicide sport at this point.
It's for like feats, big giant feats of eating, you know? Like,
yeah, I get it.
So like...
I thought it was some kind of like foot fetishist /4 website. Okay.
But they have like the based on location, so you can click like what state you live in and see where all the big eating contests are. And if you like...
Do we got like a death tally for people who have died during eating competitions? Because I'd be very interested in seeing that.
It's just an in-memory page on that website.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You dead.
And they're in purgatory right now.
Purgatory?
Beefing it up with the French fries.
Purgatory.
So
Purgatory, well done.
The reason I brought up the thumbnails, because I think this is one of the most epic thumbnails I've ever made, and mainly because, you know, I put us all on there, and the delicious burgers, and Nick Fuentes looking like he's all offended about the delicious huge burgers.
Why is
burgers.
He triggered by those huge burgers?
All right, we're going to get into it then.
Nick Fuentes just hates fun, okay?
We've established this. He really does hate fun. Like, he's mad at anything that's, like, new that people enjoy. He calls people my age a boomer, but he's not even that mad about new shit that comes out. He's more old-fashioned than I am. What the fuck? Is it less boomer to be more boomer? Like,
don't think about it. It's not keto. Onions are not keto too. Hey, Riley.
So, like, is
it onions all the time?
Is it actually not, like, as far as the Zoomers are concerned, is it not boomer to act like an actual boomer and to call the younger generations before, like, after that boomers? Because Nick Fuentes seems to act like my grandparents. Like, he seems to have, like, the morality and beliefs that my grandparents would have had. Who were the actual... well, they weren't boomers. They were the one before that.
I think just talking
silent
about
generation.
Boomer or Zoomer now is
actually not
thing.
Silent. Mine were greatest. So
well,
silent.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of a look. I'll won't derail for too long, but like I think of like people from the 20s, like the Roaring 20s, and then like the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. I'm thinking like hippies and people in the World War II era. I'm like, how you like motion these people together? They'd hate each other. They're like the antithesis of each other. So this whole generational chart doesn't even fucking work. Makes me angry.
Well, that's why they used to have generational gaps in earlier generational theories. There used to be these big gaps, and now they overlap, like the cultures overlap. But if you look at like the World War II generation and then the Vietnam generation, the, you know, the counterculture, those two couldn't be further apart.
I'm just
man,
excited.
If you ask me, these eggheads in these universities, they don't know nothing. They spend too long reading books and not going outside getting diseases with the rest of us.
Mm. Okay.
You don't get diseases in college anymore? Fuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever...
Where have they all gone?
If you ever need brain surgery, just make sure to tell them you don't want a brain surgeon that went to university.
Yeah, I don't want a brain surgeon that went to stupid college. I want a brain surgeon that went out and got herpes.
You're right.
That's, fuck yeah, though, because this is the time, man. This is the time to just...
Lab coat alert.
Forget all those people who are sitting in, reading books, not doing a sex. It's time to get out of your house and fuck. Welcome to the whoring 20s.
All right, here's Nick spurging out about a burger. Oh, actually, no, that's him and his boyfriend. We'll get to that
boner
later.
Boner alerts.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot. Preview. Anyway.
Hey, Nick, I just ordered a mac and cheese burger on a pretzel bun. This is my first time trying a burger of this configuration. I have high hopes for its quality, but I could easily see myself being disappointed. Thoughts? You're cringe.
Thoughts? You're cringe. So this is one of his people are asking him about... his thoughts on
a mac and cheese burger
with a pretzel bun.
Yeah. You're now pretzel bun sounds good to me. Mac and cheese on a burger doesn't sound good to me, but if you want to eat it,
that sounds disgusting.
Have at it.
I could do without the mac and cheese. I'm fine with the pretzel bun. That shit's good.
Those are my thoughts. Oh, ha ha ha. You really added on. That's hilarious. If we were in a group right now,
dude, Nick Fuentes sounds like one of the maps that I talked to in Jared Genesis's Discord server.
He does have a similar voice.
I just like him because I saw him play in Sega, and I've always liked Sonic the Hedgehog.
If we were in a group and we were in a circle and we were all making jokes, I was like, made
wait
a burger.
Second. Maybe Nick has a history of telling stories about food items, and they mean other things. Maybe this is one of those Cookie Monster situations, and a mac and cheese burger with a pretzel bun is code word for minors, not the ones that need
kinda
to
like
learn
cookie?
How to code. Yeah,
it's part of his code language.
Yeah, this is part of his code language.
Oh, Balance
no.
Jones is gone. Somebody's got to take up the mantle, Billy. So,
oh no!
Joking, everyone laughed, and someone else added on, and then you added this. Nobody would laugh; would just be uncomfortable. You would say, "I wonder about this configuration. Thoughts on this burger?"
Because it's not it's not a joke. He's actually just asking about a fucking burger.
Like, people give you this, they like look away and look down and like. So anyway, because I don't know what you were even going for with that one. I don't even know what you were trying for.
If we were in a group of people hanging out and you made this joke, they'd just be like,
"I just couldn't help but make out with you at that point, buddy."
Pretzel bun, mac and cheese. I don't go in for these specialty burgers like this. I go in for the basics, okay? Meat, lettuce, onion.
Dude, this sounds like my grandfather explaining to me why burgers today suck.
I find myself agreeing, yeah, I like the regular burger, not the fancy weird ones. But just because somebody orders the fancy weird ones that gives me diarrhea doesn't mean I want to deny them the right to get the diarrhea they deserve.
Hey, if y'all motherfuckers have never eaten a pretzel bun before, I feel bad for you.
I like pretzel buns. I don't want mac and cheese on my burger.
I don't know anyone who would.
Someone does because they make them.
My worst experience with weirdo fancy food was that pizza that they put hot dogs inside the crust. And
dude,
I was like,
that Japan.
I ordered it and I ate it. I'm like, I want to die. My stomach, it feels like I ate glass.
I know one special manatee that would love a mac and cheese burger.
Cheese. You know, a special sauce or a mustard and ketchup type
the
thing.
The sauce is special just ketchup sauce, and mayonnaise
huh?
together.
You love that special sauce, huh? You love that special sauce, Nick Fuentes, huh?
Wait.
What if it comes from a cat boy? What if that special sauce come from a cat boy, Nick Fuentes?
Are you suggesting that special sauce is code word for boy semen?
Jeez, funny enough, I think special sauce
I thought
sauce
it was just
was
Thousand Island dressing,
people.
But, you know.
I feel uncomfortable.
I thought it was just Thousand Island dressing.
But whenever
no,
people try to...
people back in the day mixing their ketchup and mustard, or yeah, their ketchup and mayonnaise, and then
that's fry sauce.
I guess somebody at the place like, hey, how about we just make that and call it special sauce?
Dude, they call that fry sauce here. Dude, that's like a delicacy in the PNW.
It's just mixing two sauces.
Yeah. They sell it prepackaged here.
It's just mixing the two together.
Do all this goofy shit. It's an artisan, you know, ciabatta bread, or it's a pretzel bun, or we have this, you know, I don't know. I don't like all that, okay?
I don't like all that good stuff. You know what? I want crab singles. I want bunny bread, okay?
I want government cheese
Dino nuggets,
on this burger.
Dino nuggets.
I went to a burger
place
in New York City when I was there for the Milo show this weekend. And I went to this place called Whitman's. I don't know if people in New York know that place. I guess it's like they have a couple of locations.
Oh, fuck. He's
like
in New York?
No, he was visiting New York.
Last time, I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, no,
he was
green. He's having fun.
He was visiting New York. He lives in the Chicagoland area.
Okay,
not,
I was about to like,
but not actually in New York.
Franchise?
No, that'd be rad. If like,
or Chicago.
Some YouTube person could have the power to like have a high rise business office and.
And I went
that'd
there.
Be a wacky world.
And I'm looking at their menu, and I see like they have this burger, and this is like one of their main burgers. And it says, oh, it's like this burger, it's got blah, 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 and it's infused with this, like, ooh, this, like, weird kind of cheese. And I'm like...
All right, so listen to what he just said. Infused. Infused. We know what the word infused means. That's not a weird foreign word. Now he's confused about the type of cheese. It was probably the, like, place where... It's probably the dairy that the cheese came from that he's talking about
here.
Have
you never... Yeah, probably the dairy...
like Tillamook.
Yeah, like a
here.
Tillamook cheese. It's a cheddar.
That's
it
our local shit.
It probably was Tillamook. And he's like, what's a Tillamook?
It probably wasn't Tillamook in...
Tillamook goes worldwide, baby.
I've never seen it anywhere else.
Oh,
I'm not saying it doesn't.
I like Colby
Jack. Tillamook makes it all over the world.
But it's
baby.
A local dairy here.
Yeah, it's from Oregon.
So there you'd get like a local dairy in New York normally. But either way,
let
that's probably what it was.
Meter to 50%.
50.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Like, hey, yeah, I thank just got a question. What kind of cheese is this? So it's like some specialty cheese I never heard of. It's like, oh, it's cheddar. I'm like, why doesn't it just say cheddar?
Because it's Tillamook.
Because cheddar sounds generic, and the name of like a dairy that makes a higher quality cheddar. I mean, it's marketing. Do you not understand marketing?
It has to stand out. So then someone's like, oh, what's that? I might try that.
I just understand he's triggered by a burger because he's a soy boy. That's what I understand. And
I mean,
said,
in the American solution is you just go to the restaurant that gives you what you want the way you want it. Aren't there like a million options for that?
Yeah, there's always another option. Leave the fucking restaurant or order something else off the menu. La da da da. The fact that he says a burger infused with a special
infused.
Cheese. It's not infused. They fold the fucking cheese inside the burger when they cook it.
Right, they cook it in the burger. Well, that means infused. I mean,
it's
But he's going to act like he didn't know that it
stuffed.
Meant that.
It's cheese stuffed. I do that a lot. It's fine.
Going to order something else because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to like that. You know, what kind of cheese is it?
Sounds like you're a picky little bitch.
Yeah, it sounds like you're a picky little bitch.
Are you an expensive date? Well, I guess we'll ask Catboy in a second here.
Oh, it's like blah, blah, blah kind of cheese. Fuck. I'm like, oh, what is that? Oh, it's cheddar. Why doesn't it just say that? Well, then I order the burger. It takes like a half hour to come out. And I...
Would you want to... I mean, like, okay, imagine Nick as a woman. Would you want to take out? Would you want to take him out? He's all fucking picky and shit.
I don't give a fuck
if
a girl's picky.
I would lose my shit
well, you
the
don't.
Moment he was like, oh, right, I don't know if I'm going to like that.
Nick is the kind of girl that Billy the Fridge would date.
I got to admit, bitching about the service and showing little understanding for the food makes me feel like he hasn't
worked
all
that much.
That's fine.
You know what? I agree with you.
I'm not kicking Nick Fuentes out of bed because he's picky with his cheeseburgers. I'm kicking him out of bed because he's Nick Fuentes.
But I even like that. Are you even sure I would like that? What is that?
That's also a valid reason to kick him out of bed.
What is Telemac? I don't even know what that is.
I'm like, yeah,
will you tell me what that is?
Try it.
Come on.
I got an extra mozzarella stick.
I only know Kraft singles, betch. I only know Kraft singles, betch.
You're giving me a boner.
I just don't know too many people to go to a fast food restaurant to get a pretzel burger just like, and I had to wait for 30 minutes.
I don't like that. I don't like that ciabatta and pretzel bread.
Bro Hammerino says Billy would fuck a Nazi if she was hot. Wouldn't that be... Why wouldn't you fuck a Nazi? Everybody's always like, fuck
dude,
Nazis.
Dude, Indiana Jones did?
Yeah. Everybody's like, fuck
you
Nazis.
Nazis.
Do it.
You know what?
He even said, I knew she was a Nazi after he banged her and he found out.
Yeah.
He was like, I always knew she was a Nazi.
Yeah.
So there you go.
The revelation was there.
Like, we have to learn to break bread at some point with the enemy. And even if you don't want to share a meal with them,
so if Nick Fuentes
represent the views and opinions of the entire
Fuentes.
Panel, the drunken peasants.
I don't know if Nick Fuentes
no,
was a hot
let's
trans.
Let's go to the different earth to where everything's gender swapped, and Nick Fuentes is just a hot lady.
We're all talking
and you can
over
bang
each
her.
Other.
Nick Fuentes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Nick Fuentes looks like he's one of those trans people that like has terrible posture. And just sits there on their phone in the club looking at, like, memes because nobody thinks they're fun to dance with.
He's the wallflower.
Yeah, he's the wallflower trans. He's the one that never got the spark to go out and dance and be a happy little trans woman. Pretty little lady. You're not a pretty little lady, Nick Fuentes. You're the wallflower.
Fuck you, Nick Fuentes.
Not banging any wallflower Nazis.
Take one bite into it. The gimmick with this burger is that it was stuffed with cheese. It didn't have cheese on top. It was stuffed. It was like infused with cheese. I take one bite and all the cheese spills out onto the plate. Literally all the cheese.
I think he just sucks at burger management.
Maybe. I just want to see his burger cry cheese while he eats
it. Would all the cheese would have had to have been like at its hottest point. For it to just run out, because cheese starts to cool and solidify.
Everybody's
very
saying this burger is the Juicy Lucy, and it was pimento cheese inside of it.
Let me look this up. Hold on.
Well, you got like a fresh bird, not waiting under a hot lamp, like freshly cooked, so you could let it cool and enjoy it at its perfect nature. That's good.
He said the name of the place in New York.
Yeah, a Juicy Lucy is a cheeseburger with cheese inside the meat instead of on top, resulting in a melted core of cheese. Two bars in Minneapolis come to be the inventor of the burger, though other bars and restaurants have created their own interpretations of the style. It's essentially just a burger style. That's it. That's it.
Great fucking idea, right? Sorry for the language, but I'm just like, somebody must have cooked up this menu, no pun intended. And they were like, oh, I know what we could do.
No, actually, apparently, from what we just learned, this is a common way of making a burger.
It's just stuffing.
Checkers and Rally's makes this shit.
Burger. Yeah. Why not put a slice of cheddar cheese? We could infuse it with this specialty kind of cheddar cheese. Well, to me, if you just put a slice of cheese on the burger.
So go to fucking McDonald's if you like it all generic then. Go to fucking, it would have been cheaper than wherever the fuck you went. You went somewhere that looked nicer because you wanted nicer food. You could have went to McDonald's and got a generic ass burger like you want. Not special cheese, not special bun. It doesn't, we don't even know where the meat comes from, if it's even real meat. Go fucking to McDonald's instead of bitching about this. You whiny ass little shit.
And you're wrong. They got a kids menu.
He doesn't even deserve the kids menu.
I'd have a cheeseburger. Now I have a plate full of liquid cheese and a burger with no cheese on it. So, really great idea. Wow, you really changed the game.
Dip the burger in the cheese plate, right. You fucking psycho. You got yourself a nice little burger dip going. Problem solved.
Dude, this would
gives you lemons, make lemonade.
This would be the ideal screenshot if you wanted to put like a word bubble next to his mouth to make him say anything you want him to say. This is ideal right here.
You could also put a butt bubble behind
someone to Photoshop
him.
A spilt over burger on the plate.
Yes. You can do anything. You can put plates on the table. You can put people behind him. You can put a cat boy behind him.
Somebody put Ronald McDonald giving him a reach around. Wait.
Oh, the Hamburglar.
Hamburger.
No.
With that one, congratulations. Really genius. Just keep it simple. You've been doing the cheeseburger for 100 years or something like that. You don't need to mess up a good thing, okay?
Well, it just because they make these other cheeseburgers doesn't mean they stop making regular cheeseburger.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest. I would bet if you ordered a regular cheeseburger at that restaurant, they'd have one.
Yes.
Like it's not
he
like,
ordered the special one.
Yeah.
What a whiny motherfucker. He ordered it and then he bitched about it. We'll order the one you know you'd like. This sounds like you're a dumbass when it comes to ordering food. That's all.
I think
you know how a normal like way about this is? If he tried this burger, the way you actually go about it is you eat it and you go, I'm not going to order it.
I don't like this. Can I have something else, please? Yeah. One bite. Yeah. They'll let you do it once.
You could bitch about it on the internet.
You could take your like half-eaten child hamburger to the register and go, I can't eat this. I'm stupid. And they bring you another burger. And they'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
I hate that this is what kind of the internet has become essentially now. Just we have fucks like these bitching about the fucking banal shit like this.
Well, he bitches about this and the Jews.
Well, what if we did? And that's not directed entirely at you, but you're like, you know, mac and cheese on a burger. Mac and cheese belongs on a plate next to a burger. Give me a patty.
Okay.
Give me lettuce. Give me, you know, whatever.
Most people don't eat mac and cheese next to a burger, by the way. They don't do that. So that's something out of the ordinary that you're into, Nick.
Well, the kids' menu.
I eat cuisine every day. So
the kids' menu does have. The macaroni next to the burger a lot.
The kids menu.
Yeah, and I'm sure Nick eats off the kids menu.
Oh, okay.
For fixings you want, as long as it's manageable.
Maybe he wants a hamburger instead. God. A nice juicy hamburger.
I always say burger eater.
When they stack it real big or they make it really messy.
Hamburger.
Who wants that? Who does this appeal to? I see there was this one thing.
Cheeseburger.
I saw on Twitter, it was one of those channels where they show you like outrageous food concoctions. And it was a burger that they literally pour cheese on top of it. They pour liquid cheese all over the burger and you eat this thing with your hands. Why is that appealing? I'm going to literally grab a wet burger covered in liquid cheese and attempt to eat. And it's already stacked like this high. How is that an enjoyable dining experience that you're just going to have like 100 napkins wiping between your fingers and, you know, wipe?
Some burgers are like, they're not always meant to be eaten like sandwiches. You can fork and knife a burger, you know, but yeah, I mean.
Even if it's covered in cheese and it's messy.
You can't handle a man's burger, apparently.
Let me tell you, the overhead on restaurants is real bad, like your profit margins are thin, so you gotta do wacky shit. Everybody's gotta have some kind of theme or something, so of course they got these wacky hamburgers. It's like part of the economy. That's like business. It's small business, if anything, really.
You know what's
like,
really
what are you
weird?
Gonna do that's not the Big Mac? Well, you gotta do something different. Pretzel burger, there you go. That's something.
You know, Red Robin kind of pioneered like the fancy burger thing. Red Robin, Red Robin started in Seattle as Sam's, and then it turned into Sam's Red Robin, and then it just became Red Robin and went like national.
Red Robin.
And now Sam, like someone took the name Sam's and is doing, they've opened restaurants around town that are like the original Red Robin.
It's the owners the of Red Robin. Or open them up.
Did they open it? So like yeah, the, original,
sure,
the original,
the original, the Red Robin guys.
They sold it off to like a corporation. The original Red Robin, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's the original families behind it. The same,
right? And they don't own Red Robin anymore, so they started it over again, right?
Maybe I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they get like the same meat and they use the same distributors and everything.
Because I'm pretty sure like Red Robin is owned by some corporation now.
Yeah, it is. But Sam's taverns are popping up all around here and there.
Sam's
they're
Tavern,
really good burger. They're
it's
good.
A step above Red Robin, actually, because yeah. I went there and I was like, whoa, it's the same idea as Red Robin, but, you know.
And you can here. Get like a Bloody Mary with like a hamburger in it and stuff. They
yeah. mouth and, like you know, making sure. Yeah. I don't know. Am I autistic? Do I have, yes. is that just me or is that not normal?
Yeah, dude, you are
what you're jumping to.
You are spurging out right now, dude.
You eat like
right.
a child.
I don't know. It's kind of
to me. I don't see the appeal of that when they're like, "It's a burger, but it's like 3 feet tall, and you look like a retard eating it." You know, it's a burger, but it's wet, but it's soaking wet, and you're gonna get messy when you eat this. Well, I don't want to get messy.
You don't have to eat it if it's soaking wet. By the way, that just means they didn't drain the grease out of the meat when they put it on the bun.
He's just calling people who enjoy the wacky stuff idiots.
I came here to eat a burger, not to wipe my hands for 20 minutes.
You're all idiots because you don't agree with my views.
So there's also
the new Star Wars okay. movie. I haven't watched it. I don't care, though.
There's
what's
there's
going
a,
on here?
A video where Nick goes out with a cat boy, a boy
in the wild
with black cat ears with pink ribbons.
Well, he's on a date, right? This is a date.
Is this a date?
I assume this is a date.
I just heard about this. Someone sent this to me.
You know, in my area, if I saw a friend doing that, I'd say, oh, man, you lost a bet, right? Because any other explanation is going to be real fucking creepy. Please let it be that you lost a bet.
This is just Nick Fuentes.
I
want to
try something. I want to try something in a second here. Give me just a minute here.
Oh, he's got the anime shirt. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's got an anime shirt.
It's a dual combo
right now. It's a cat boy.
It's just a couple of cute boys going out on a grinder date, having a good time. Not getting messy from the burgers.
Is that what it is?
Even I avoid people like that.
Yeah, this is Nick going out getting himself a little mac and cheese with the pretzel bun.
I just want to hold on. I want to test a theory really quick here.
Oh no.
Oh no.
About to catch that fucking super.
And this video is claimed.
Are they holding hands yet?
Wait. Is he wearing Crocs?
Yeah.
Are you wearing Crocs right now?
I think, I don't know. Are we there yet?
Me and Nick were hanging out last night. We come home.
Oh, he's cute.
And there's been a shooting outside my house.
Wait, he's from Australia?
What else could it have been? There were so many cop cars. I think you're...
Australia?
Well, it was either a shooting or like a car crash.
That's a pretty ball.
Promise to the owner. Want to know right now. Could it be?
Look at, dude, look at.
Look someone needs to take this.
You know when you meet someone you really like and they make you smile so much and your face hurts because you smile so much? Look at, I mean, like, come on, buddy.
Fuentes
come on.
In love. I'm not mad
come
at
on.
This.
Somebody,
this is good content.
Somebody needs to include, like, that pink border around this. Like the pink, like, fluffy border that you usually see in, like, romance shit.
Kind of looks like Woody from Toy Story.
There was a big police
battle. I don't know
there
why.
Was- yeah, there's a lot of police cars and then a lot of Democrats running from the scene.
Running, literally running.
Running.
Literally so, running.
I'm thinking
I think
Nico hooked me up with an Airbnb that was supposed to. It was supposed to be something.
Nick hooked him up with an Airbnb? I know a lot of YouTubers, they'll fly out their little cat boys and hook them up with an Airbnb because they don't want to take them back home to mom and dad's basement. I don't know many of those, Billy.
Who are they?
You know, it's a thing that constantly happens. YouTuber blows up, doesn't want to blow up mom and dad's basement when their cat boy comes to visit them. So they get them a private little Airbnb where they can sit there and drink cooked champagne, bottom shelf bottles of cooked champagne. Pop them bottles and slap skins. This is adorable.
Well, I'm not judging, but it's funny looking.
It's beautiful. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
I want to be over now. All right. Yes, it is. It is.
Dude, look at that smile. Look at that happy boy smile on Nick Fuentes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks like... like he's love just is got in done the air. Tasting the most pungent pretzel buns ever. The most
he looks like he just smelled
buns.
A fart.
Yeah, it looks like he just went face first in a mac and cheese burger with those pretzel oh, buns. And it's made him such a happy little boy.
Oh, fuck.
Live your truth, Nick Fuentes.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Dude.
Yeah, this kind
they are
like,
in we get love.
That's a screenshot
look
moment.
At
that. It's kind of
oh,
like
shit,
when you're
it's
out
a
buddy.
It's kind of like when you're out with your buds and you're in a circle and somebody makes the joke that, you know, you have to eat the cookie when you're finished, but you still start whacking off onto it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Just guys being dudes.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
It's sweet boys. That's all they are is sweet boys.
Every time I see it, it's like a half an hour. I have to get something to my belly so I can go normal mode. Maybe just troll the Airbnb and the pizzeria. I got you good without
that Airbnb only after the 16 days, actually. Very safe.
Do we know who the gentleman is that's with him?
Catboy.
Is it Catboy? Does he
I don't
have
know his
a
real
YouTube
name.
Channel?
I don't know his name.
Is he like a YouTuber or something?
I don't know who he is.
They're going to Port of
I don't really want to mess with him per se. I just
well, I don't say mess with him. I just didn't know if like he flew him out. You know who that was. Had him a nice little Airbnb. He's
is that
how
it
is?
That's the mayor of, Waco or something. I don't know.
Waco?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Suck Catboy's dick to own the libs.
Hell yeah.
Got
hell yeah, get on that.
Yeah, we call them chips in Australia.
Oh. He said we call them chips in Australia. He's like, cringe.
So I guess this guy's an IRL streamer.
Is he?
Yeah.
Probably. I thought this was like a vlog is what this was.
I guess I'd watch this if I was locked in a basement for a decade.
Oi, Nick, when you flew me out here and told me you were going to shove wieners in my mouth, I didn't think this was
this is what I expected. This took on a different meaning for me.
Beef juice all over my pants.
Beef juice all over his pants.
It happens every time.
What the fuck is this? I'm trying to be nice.
Nick living his truth.
I tried so hard to be nice. What am I watching?
Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. If you love the romance between Nick and Catboy and you'd like to watch it unfold further, please like the stream. You're all sweet boys and girls, and
please do.
Non-binaries.
Well, I mean, at least they're having fun, right?
Yes.
At least they're having fun. At most, they're having foreplay.
I heard people, by the way, I heard people are getting blocked for tweeting stuff about Catboy at Nick, so you might want to not take the screenshot of them smiling each other like they want to fuck and tweet them at Nick. You might want to not do that.
Tell your eyes that I know you want to fuck. And you ain't got to call me Catboy.
He's got friends, he's got burgers and fries. What more do you need?
You know the reason why that's this idea that's been brought into the zeitgeist, right?
Oh,
fuck. Stop men from
making relationships, because we're dangerous when we're together. Yeah. So it's like, oh, you give your friend a hug, oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
you go kiss out. Your friend on the lips.
Oh, you kissed your friend on the lips. That's gay. That's Nick Fuentes' quote right there. That's cute.
Yeah. I don't know. People can believe whatever they want. It's just kind of weird when somebody comes at you. And
no,
they
hell
got
bit.
All that
kiss
shit
your friend.
Going on.
Give me a kiss me on the mouth, hell
bit. What was he throwing a hint out there?
I think so.
Oh, look at his face.
It's not like you were going to kiss me or anything later. No siree. Yeah.
You have a shower with your friend. Gay.
Take hey. A shower with your friends.
Yeah, yeah. Just have a little shower with your friend. This
Let's
is the
just
part...
get in the bed with their bathing suits on. Straight, dude.
Is this where he had that burger? Or no?
Maybe. No, they're eating dogs here.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Damn it.
Belly's full. Time to get my anus full.
You think he's the one tanking?
I think Nick Fuentes is on the bottom, yeah.
Wow.
The way he talks, like, here's the thing. These type of guys and the way they act and talk, they usually are the bottoms because they have so much power in their regular day-to-day because they're always taking the reins on
everybody
else.
Are you implying he's a power bottom?
Yeah, he wants to be fucking bottomed out. He
bottomed
wants,
out?
Yeah, because he wants to take a break from telling everybody else how it is, and it's his sweet release to have somebody else just put him into subspace with a thick Nick Fuentes. When testicles all over his face.
Let's rock. Yo, let's rock and roll out of here.
Let's rock and roll.
You ready to rock
Who
and
the
roll?
Fuck
I'm
says
ready
that?
To rock and roll, man. Yeah.
Somebody who's about to get rock and rolled
is like
what fucking human being
he's rock
thinks
and roll
that is cool?
I get
to say.
Cock controlled. That's what Nicky Fuentes is singing.
Yo, have you ever seen my air guitar? Do a really good air guitar, man.
Was he just jerking off with
yeah,
a milkshake?
Yeah,
he was.
This is cute.
Is
this
Nick
is so
drunk
cute.
Here or something?
I hope not. I hope this is
He's
pure
day
and honest. And this
I
is,
day drink all the time.
This is lovely. This is how life should be.
I mean, it's a no. fun afternoon for these two, right?
I don't even know who I'm making fun of, honestly.
Dude, Nick is high or something, man.
Fuck.
Right? Or does he just do this?
I think he's just in love.
Look at him headbanging. Look at him headbanging.
13 seconds ago from Egghead.
What is he?
Tweeted to Nick Fuentes.
Oh my god, I'm
going
to go retweet that right now.
Oh, anyways.
You bapped on yourself. Congratulations, bud.
There you go.
Sweet, sweet Egghead. You sicko.
You give me hope.
No, I'm just glad he's finally happy living his truth. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know that much about this person, but it's weird that somebody posts this video on the internet.
He already got blocked. Fuck.
Oh. What if I got blocked just
you
by
did?
Egghead tagging it?
No, Egghead got blocked.
Oh.
Well, that's fair enough.
He posted
Can
it and then just
you feel the love tonight. I wanted Billy the Fridge to poop on me.
That's not true.
Still of the mindset that it is, in fact, Rob Halford, but that's just me.
You got another thing coming.
I'm the one in that camp, but I can't confirm nor deny.
Poop on me.
Look at it.
That's what I usually
Nick's the one driving.
Guests in the vehicle.
So he must so, yeah. He just said I don't get a lot of guests in the vehicle. Dude, it is a date.
Guests in the
yes.
vessel.
Roll the windows up.
My seminal vesicles.
Oh yeah. Pumped all the way up.
He pumped all the way up.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey. What are you doing here?
Get the fuck
get out
of
my
car.
Yeah. What are we doing?
That's weird.
Is there flirting right. going on? Do you, like, honest opinion?
There's.
I don't know. He could be talking to a prostitute. I mean, I don't know this guy, but it just kind of feels weird.
There's a little bit of tension going on right now.
I think they're beyond flirting. They've already had some coupling, and this is just them doing a little bit of a couple's banter.
Couple's banter.
Well, it's very wholesome.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
It's just two straight Christian dudes hanging out having a burg, you know?
Two dudes chilling in a car, 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Pretty leathery.
I support this. Look, they're shopping for clothes, having a good day.
Wear it with your cyber truck.
Facts, I would actually do that though. Silver's a little bright though for me.
They're shopping together, man!
In a Michael Kors store?
I saw the department store, I'm thinking like, oh, come on, man. I used to take girls out to do that, and I hated it.
That's a Michael Kors store, I think, and that's pretty fucking expensive.
Yeah, no, you're talking like $500 coats up there at least.
Yeah.
Got to buy your little cat boy a nice little jacket after he gives you that sweet
nice purse.
Pounding, that pound
Andrew
puppy.
Drops his
get him a nice little purse.
Times.
Little pound puppy from the kitten. The kitten patch. This is cute.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to wear something girly.
I don't understand where this video's coming from at all.
It's obvious. It's coming from Young Love.
All right. I'll go with that.
And they call it Kitty Love.
I mean, I can't argue that, so, you know.
I had to improvise because there's cat ears involved.
Yeah, no, this is beautiful. I can't change even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
If I was in the department store and I saw a guy in the cat boy suit with the selfie stick, I'd probably want to just get away. That's scary.
He bought the coat.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I think they both try it on.
No, it's too small.
Yeah.
I don't have any sleeves. Wait, but let me see myself.
Actually, I don't know if it looks
she already
too small.
Got winter equipment.
I guess cat ears are the new MAGA hats. Okay.
Well, I'm just going to show all the people who call me a midget. It's like, not a midget check.
Well, you don't fit a small, so.
You know, he tries it on.
Santa pack check.
I'm just glad that these gentlemen are having a good old time.
Yeah, like not knowing anything about it is just two questionably straight men having a questionably straight
just guys
time.
Being dudes.
Dude, look at
it.
Oh my God.
That's the type of burger that Nick Fuentes can get behind. A round robin back burger.
Give me a good old fashioned Big Mac if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, hold on. I gotta see something really quick. Please tell me I can find a good one. I was gonna say, is there a possible way I'm gonna send something to you on Skype, Ben?
Okay.
Is there a way we can get like that photo of them with the at the arcade? Can we just get this on it?
Dude, I do have to show
like, just
this.
Just over it?
To show this. Someone took a picture of Billy and put Chris Chan's face on it.
That's a cursed image.
Creative.
That's a fucking cursed image.
This is right.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's even weirder, Al.
Why do I mention, like, what is it? Seattle love story ending with, and to everyone else, have
oh my
a pleasant
God.
Day and
there's
God bless.
One with a dick going in his mouth that I can't show.
No.
You know,
I think I'd rather have that than Chris Chan face.
I can absolutely believe you. You could even say it was animated. I'd believe you.
Oh man, that's the best. That's the best fucking Photoshop I've seen in a while. Oh God.
Well,
that's lovely.
I can probably stay for one more video, by the way. So,
oh, here's a little bit more. Here's one more Nick video. He's talking
That's
smack
fair.
About some of Billy's favorite people.
Oh no,
E-thoughts.
Oh come on, leave them girls alone.
I don't want to go off too hard because I don't even know this person, but it's just like one of these internet stories that should serve as a teachable moment. Maybe it's one of these things where it's a case study. It's a legend, you know, one of these little Timmy fell down the well kind of examples, except it's, you know, E-girl dates a Nigerian. And she's going around.
E-girl what? Dates a Nigerian. Oh, yeah. The moral of his story that he's about to tell is that that's what you get for dating a black person.
What?
Yes.
Thing. No, but it's based. All these like right-wing people are orbiting this E-girl who's dating this African guy. And it would be enough if it's like, oh, it's just some like weird interracial thing. But it's also, she's using that to like counter signal us. She's saying like, oh, you know, incels are just mad that I'm dating this black Catholic and blah, blah, blah. And we told her like, this is cringe. Anybody orbiting this e-girl is cringe and so on. And then come to find out, her totally based trad black boyfriend is cheating on her. They're engaged with, what is it, traps? With boys in dresses? That's who the fiancé is cheating on her with?
So trans.
And it's like, look, we told you. Toll paid. Yeah. Deposit your change, please. Slow down to 15 miles an hour. Stop before the arm. Deposit your change in the toll. Now you may proceed. Hello, toll booth check. So you love to see it. Well, you hate to see it, but you also love
What's
to see it.
What's the toll booth check? Some girl who had a boyfriend that cheated on her with a trans? Like,
well, she, yeah,
sounds like a personal fucking
problem
to me.
That's what she gets for dating an African gentleman.
I just don't get the connection.
That's what
the
he's
worst
saying.
Thing about this to me was not even, I mean, this was funny. This was epic. I was enjoying it. A good comeuppance, a good vindication
I'm sorry, did it,
story.
Did I like, I looked away for a sec. Was he about to dab? Is that what I saw him
yeah,
like
did.
This?
Yes.
But the worst part, it was all the simping. Very, very disappointing. Disappointing! All the e-boys, all the simps who are going around saying, huh, you're making fun of some e-girl. What are you, like, evil? All these Catholics, and now they're making fun of an e-girl. You're a nihilist. You're evil. What's wrong with you? You know, it's like, and from people that I like, their content, from some mutuals. Young Peck, what's going on, big guy?
Well,
what's the deal?
Didn't we watch a video with him out there with an e-boy for like 20 minutes just now?
Yeah, I was about to say.
How dare you have different opinions, people I enjoy. Fuck, hate you.
Yeah, I guess I just don't know what e-girl he's talking about and what exactly she was saying to render the fact that her getting cheated on is like a gotcha moment.
And so I saw that today. A lot of these e-boys, like gotcha. I don't know. I'm not going to say that they're all terrible or whatever. Some's worse than others. But you're always going to have that where, you know, here's a clear-cut case where it's internet fun. Everybody's celebrating. Hello, meme check. You know, we've got Groypers doing this. We've got Boomer Wojak's doing this. Okay? Everybody's having a great time. We're celebrating.
That's
it's
having
funny.
A great time
E-girls
right there.
E-girls are crying. Race mixing is blown out. It's hilarious. It's funny. You know, not only...
Race mixing is blowing out.
Only was the toll paid, but in this humiliating way, justice is served, vindicated once again. And you've got people that are all bent out of shape about this. You've got people policing everyone else, like, you can't laugh about that. That's not very funny. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
it's
I
like,
mean,
you know,
you can laugh about that. It's not very funny.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not funny at all in the slightest.
Laugh all you want. Like, I guess, like, if you're out there doing your fucking, this is your idea of a good time, or the fuck your little dab thing was, sounds like you guys are pretty fucking lame.
It is lame.
I don't know. They were having a good time with them cheeseburgers.
They live.
No, he wasn't. He hated those cheeseburgers.
All they do is talk. All they do is talk in memes, and to them it's funny because it's funny to them. Like, it's not.
Because Ben, he's an irony bro. Don't you remember?
Irony bro.
He's a.
I hate it.
The cool thing about inside jokes is like you share them inside a group of friends and you created these inside jokes through experiences.
Yeah.
These inside jokes are just memes that were created through
other people.
People and came
exactly.
to them while they were sitting around in a fucking Discord server like, I don't think the Holocaust was real. And then they were
That's
like,
"That's gonna get clipped."
Well, whatever. Fuck you,
hi Billy. That's yeah. a hi Billy moment.
Yeah, that's all. That's all this is like little fucking hate mongers, little hate mongers posting their stupid fucking memes, and that's their idea of a good time. Well, fuck it.
Like,
I guess
I think some of this stuff's funny, but I gotta admit, like saying acronyms out loud has always been pretty humiliating. You know,
you sound like a jackass.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
and if you want people to take you seriously,
Don't.
You have to speak with confidence. But again, hey, I'm not as successful at speaking to people through the internet as this person, but there's children's TV channels where they play Nerf guns that do really good too. So, I mean, if you're looking to outreach and get people that are important, maybe this is a good way.
At the end of the day, if you know, laughing at people online makes you happy, then I guess do it. Mm-hmm. I guess anything short of trying to get the Amazon Alexa to say the N-word is acceptable behavior. If it makes you happy, do what you fucking do. Do what you fucking do.
It's hard to understand, but it's good to let it exist.
Tough. It's tough to see, but that, you know, I just hope everybody enjoys the choices they make. That's all I ever wish is that I just hope people enjoy. I hope you enjoy.
I hope people you tell enjoy me because thing. I sure did enjoy when I chose that cheese burger infused with the cheese and it dripped all over my plate. Sure did enjoy that.
But Dana Black guy, you gotta know he's gonna be fucking a tranny eventually.
I didn't enjoy when her black boyfriend left her for a trap. Blop, blop, blop.
Okay, well, you know what? I think the cheeseburger's a little more enjoyable in my mind, but to each their own.
A grown adult having trouble with a cheeseburger in a restaurant is something I would really love to watch.
All this cheese just spilled out of my burger. I don't know what to do.
I just imagine Nick Fuentes having like trouble with this burger in the same vein of like, you ever seen those infomercials for like where it's like in the beginning, the person is doing something very simple, but their over the top reaction to them fucking it up is like the opening is like, are you having a problem doing this? And they spill some shit on the counter. That's what I imagine Nick Fuentes doing with this fucking burger.
I just imagine like a baby eating a little tiny hamburger and just like having a hard time with it, you know, doing their best. God bless them, but
it's like space travel to them.
Oh no, my cheeseburger's water broke. Oh,
water broke. But they have a baby. Like, oh,
they want to start ripping the bun in half. Like, I can't handle this cheeseburger. If only there were an easier way.
For e-girls, want to do whatever. I just hope
I feel
you
like
enjoy.
Nick Fuentes eating a cheeseburger is like in one of those stupid ads commercials.
And it's that's exactly what.
Is this cheeseburger too messy?
Choices, and you know, people are going to make their choices. I just hope everyone's happy. I just hope everybody's satisfied in the end.
You know, you can make sure of that.
I'll be satisfied when you find true love, Nick Fuentes.
Hey guys, how's it going? Shit. I want to hear love this year, to see this so
I was just about to go when we are up to this. All right, I'm gonna stay for this one. All right. I'll stay for this one.
He can't help it.
Fuck.
I can't. It's Jared Genesis. I need
on
to.
Forever. So, I'm going to keep doing Halloween reviews on this channel, even though...
This was just after Halloween.
Wait, is this like a review where he doesn't review whatever he's going to review?
We'll see.
Halloween is over. And technically, I mean, if you think about it, like, what is Halloween? I know technically it's Halloween Day, but really it's just like the rest of the days of October. Because to me, Halloween is every day in October. And even I would say...
Why not every day of the year while you're at it?
This is Halloween. This
to
is Halloween.
To mid-November. You know, it's just the Halloween holidays, I guess, if you want to be specific about it. But I am going to keep doing Halloween stuff. Honestly, I've just been procrastinating.
Dude, yeah, nine times... there's like a 9 out of 10 chance that's a piss cup up on his dresser back there.
I was about to say...
On some things, I got involved with other stuff throughout the holidays.
He drank his own piss in a stream. It was fucking horrid, you know.
I just imagine him like when he says that, like, I just procrastinated, much like how I procrastinated changing my clothes and cleaning my room and not cleaning up the piss cups in my room.
We talk a lot of shit about his room and how disgusting it might smell, but I take that all back. I'm pretty sure next to the piss cup is a. Febreze air freshener.
Yeah. That saves it.
You shouldn't be procrastinating with a piss cup. You're saving time. You should have more time to do what you need to do because
it's
you pee in a
cup. It's fucking fermenting right now.
And so that kind of kept me from doing more reviews. Plus, I mean, I will be honest. I did get a little bit burned out because I started like mid-September, which is great. I mean, if you're one of those people that likes to start celebrating mid-September, I think you're a boss, but I think maybe I did start.
So the way to earn Jared's respect is to celebrate Halloween as much of the year as possible.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's how you get Jared's respect.
How does he celebrate Halloween? Like, that for just decorating? Because he's failing at that.
Also,
maybe he's giving candy to strangers.
Actually, all the trash is a Halloween decoration that he's just kept up all year because he's hardcore.
He's going as the garbage man.
Yep.
Hooray.
Tiny bit early, but it's all good, Matt. I don't really care. But yeah, you know, Halloween lives on, bro. And like I said in my last video, you know, you can celebrate Halloween every day anyways. It doesn't fucking matter. It's just, you just keep it in your heart and celebrate it in your own way. So anyways, guys, stay tuned for more reviews. I'm going to be doing movie reviews. I'm going
to
be...
Someone in the chat just said, we're about to go to war with Iran and your argument against
yes,
Nick
we are.
Is he didn't like a cheeseburger. That's not argument against him. It's just fucking hilarious how he's a picky little bitch. And that we didn't just do that, though. We also said he went on a date with a guy with cat ears on. Did you catch that part or did you miss that?
Having fun and doing my own skits. Yes, you will be seeing more from Sprinkles and Sub-Zero. I just didn't get around to it, but I want to have more fun with them, and I hope you guys enjoy that shit. So anyways, guys, cheers. Thanks for watching. I'll see you later. Peace.
Oh, my look. That other look doesn't look right. I don't like it.
That's the look of, like, when you're done making a video. This is the bit you cut out. Like, when, like, your face goes, like, just when you're done. He just forgot to cut that out.
Peace. I feel like that's when you're waiting for a sentence, you just get guilty. That's the face you make.
Fuck. Oh, my God. He looks like, he also looks like he just smelled a fart right now.
It's himself. Yeah. And I don't mean he farted. What's I mean he is the fart.
I feel like when he farts, it freshens up the room a little bit.
It covers up his stench.
Yeah.
In comparison, it smells like roses to that room.
That's why when he shit the bed, he didn't change his clothes or take a shower.
If you're in a room so smelly and putrid, logic would dictate that your farts might smell better than the room.
Yeah, those blinds aren't like bent; they're actually melting from all the stench.
They're warped.
Yeah.
Ew.
Vinyl, that just can't handle it, you know.
Jared keeps his room like this on purpose because he's a MGTOW. He's going his own way. This just helps him not succumb to the wilds of women.
I don't want to impress people, but man, like, I feel a little bit better when I shower, clean up, and put on a decent t-shirt. There are levels of self-maintenance
that
you can go through.
He's like,
feel
dude, I be getting laid all the time right now, but, you know, I got to keep my room all messy and not shower.
Men going MGTOW. Their own waste.
Man, even if I know I'm not meeting anybody, I still shower because I'm like, damn, that hot water feels good.
It feels nice when you get out of the shower. You're like, wow, I feel clean right now. I'm not a piece of shit. This is nice.
Feels good, man.
Jeff Holiday in the chat. I want to know. Holiday. I want a Jeff's take on, Nick and his.
If Jeff wants, he can swap out since I'm about to head out. If he wants to hop on.
Yeah, I mean, like, when it, you know, it's up to you.
That's fine. Cool. I gotta go take care of some stuff in a few
stuff. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I have to go prepare for my bout with Egghead. Egghead, have you accepted yet?
He hasn't. I haven't seen him accept.
Egghead's scared.
Yep, brake fluid, turpentine, and window washer fluid.
Those are the three. Yeah, that's it. But yeah, I'm gonna duck out. For now, guys, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
Have a good night, John.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, wow. That's lovely. Match made in heaven.
I'm just happy everybody's getting along so well. You know,
I like the pink and teal that, you know, plays too. It's real cute.
Lord only knows what I'd be without you.
So are we bombing Iran right now?
I have no idea.
I hope not.
I mean, you know, that's always been a fear, but what am I going to do about it? I can laugh at Cheeseburger Man or I can cry. At least at this moment. All the voting places are closed.
Can you feel the love tonight? That's beautiful.
Oh. I mean, hey, you know what? I don't have friends that I can look at like that. Not unless they want to get hit in the face, you know.
I can look at all my friends like that. They would hit me in the face, but I could still do it.
Oh, see, I don't take hits to the face that good.
It's not so bad.
I'm gonna add Jeff to the group. He doesn't have to join in, but he
Jeff
can.
Holodox.
Yeah, Holodox.
Sweet boy. He's probably busy taking a shit.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Allo, allo. Allo, allo.
Trump said Obama would attack Iran to get reelected, and look at what Trump is doing now. It says Tracy Monster in the chat.
Oh my God.
Hello, hello.
Hello. You're interrupting me watching the epic 1996 Godzilla movie. You realize that, right?
Oh no. Well, I didn't know. No, I didn't realize that until now.
It's absolutely terrible. What's up?
Who was in that?
Matthew Broderick, Hank Azaria. I don't remember the girl's name, and Jean Reno.
Yeah. So it found. It seems like Nick found love, dude. He found love.
It does. Good for him, man. Good for him.
He's
blocking.
He's blocking everybody that tweets anything about this to him.
But look at that picture. I don't mean to be like judgmental or anything, but come on,
all the happiness. Look,
Nick Fuentes is looking at that cat boy like I look at clam chowder, okay? So,
well, you know, if they were drunk or something, I'd be like, okay, well, you're just drunk, so you're, you know, loose and weird and all that. But that's like dead sober straight, right? So,
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
In love.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Everybody's going to, like, make jokes and try and make this into, like, a big fucking thing. It doesn't need to be. If Nicky the Knife has finally found somebody to sheath his weapon into, then good for him. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Billy thinks he's the sheath.
Yeah, I think Nick Fuentes is the sheath.
Frankly, I'm just kind of jealous of the love they share. I've never looked at somebody with that much intense in my eyes. You know, just that feeling of just wanting to caress somebody like I see there. It's amazing.
I suppose. This is how I perceive it. Nick Fuentes is probably kind of like a really horny little chihuahua who tries to be a big alpha dog. I'm sure over the past few years, he's found a couple of tubs of love, some big, beefy, fucking alt-righter dudes that he climbs up on, his little legs dangling below as he tries to hold on for dear life, penetrating them anally. But when he finally gets talked into it because he loves Catboy enough that he gives it a shot, I think he's going to discover he's a power bottom. I really do.
I already think he is a power bottom. I don't think he's climbing up with his little legs dangling. I think he's hankering down. He's in squat position, planting his feet into the ground, knowing he's about to take a pounding, and he's just sitting there waiting for fucking Catboy to knock him into subspace. That's what I think. He's like, I spent too much time talking shit, trying to own those libs. I'm trying to own those libs, so just fucking let's own the libs by blowing my asshole out. That's what I think he's doing.
It's very traditional. Go to a diner with a person wearing cat ears.
I it saddens me to hear that Nick is not allowing people to voice their affection for him and his newfound relationship. But I'm not surprised either because, I mean, he doesn't take good congratulations very well. Like, for instance, when I congratulated him on his new diet, subsisting mostly of boogers.
Yeah.
Blocked me as well.
Wow.
So that's
I don't want to wait for this life to be over.
I don't know why that one gets me, but it does.
You love me. Oh, no.
Oh, Photoshop's fun.
Look at them over there counting all those cookies.
We should not have enough crematoriums, Nick. You're all right with your mouse.
Oh, this is Nicky, Homo Nicky. Rabbit.
Well, it's sad he's upset he's spaghetti, but whatever. I'm sure he can mop up his tears with the fat stacks of cash he makes on his show, so whatever. It's cool.
Or he can just do with all the
that's always eggs that I made tears. Money, right? Dignity, yeah, fuck well, that. Dignity's overrated, I think. I think that's bullshit. I say, suck all the dicks.
All right. Okay. That works for me, man. Sure.
Come on, Jeff. Not all of them. We don't have time for that. We have to make videos on jelly juice. We have to make shitty cringe rap videos. We can't just suck all the dicks. We got.
I mean.
Oh no.
These are just.
That's lovingly made. So thankfully somebody else noticed the colors in the background too. It's a nice touch. It's just kind of well filmed.
It's beautiful.
Catboy knows how to work a selfie camera.
I haven't seen anything this gay and romantic since the last time that Ethan Ralph got blacked out drunk and fucked Andy Worski in that hotel room.
Yeah, did you ever see
that's a lie.
There's the video where Andy Worski like came out and he's like, "Leave me alone."
Yeah.
Oh God, I thought it was just ice cubes, but it could be that too. People make up stories.
People don't fight like that unless they've been fucking and their heart is on their sleeve. Like, okay, listen, we're here in Florida. We're trying to do this show, but I fell in love. Okay. I fell in love with that sweet Canadian little puckery, rosy red asshole. And now you're telling me that I got to stop violently taking you from behind while I'm blacked out drunk. What kind of a monster are you? It's sad.
I don't know. It just seems like the person who's scared of everything. Maybe just like, heard a sound and just ran out of the hotel.
Okay, maybe that too.
What do you get the person who's scared of everything? A cat boyfriend.
A helmet.
Oh.
I guess handcuffs? I don't know. A cat boyfriend? That works. Cat handcuffs?
Maybe we should read some of those Streamlabs and shit that came in.
Let's get those healthy labs.
Baby. And Jeff, I'm sorry to interrupt your movie. If you got to go, that's cool. I just I didn't know you were busy.
No, it's all right, man. I was more than happy to hop on and say congratulations to Nick Fuentes for finding love.
Yeah.
And bye. Have fun. Talk to you guys later. Bye,
later.
Sweet goodbye.
Sweet boy holiday. All right. So we got the Chromium Cheetah, kicked it off tonight, and said ContraPoints released a feature length video. Hour and 40 minutes about cancel culture. Sounds interesting. Should probably try and watch that without fapping. BetaDeath564 said, What's cleaner, the Flint water or Egghead's bathtub?
Oh, there's no confirmed deaths from drinking out of Egghead's bathtub, but there's way less people. There's an entire city drinking out of the Flint water. So,
can I drink regular water till we get a sample? Like, rate on that and deaths?
Yeah.
Wojtek said Wojtek was born in Iran and quickly joined World War II under the Polish army. He wasn't good with a rifle, but he made up with the joy he brought. He died in the Edinburgh Zoo drinking cheap beer and eating cheap cigarettes.
The Edinburgh Zoo? Is it the Edinburgh Zoo? Like the one in...
Edinburgh Zoo, I guess.
In Scotland?
I guess.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh?
Yeah,
well, maybe. Wojtek the Bear, who went to war. Good old Wojtek the Bear. And then Wojtek also said, fuck Picky Nicky. And Mighty Five said, do y'all think if Jerd and Nick Fuentes met, they would piss each other off or just pussyfoot around each other? Both are picky little bitches, but only one is possibly pedophilio. And the other possibly dresses himself to get pedophiliaed. Yeah, that's... astute synopsis, observational content. Way Cool said, spent New Year's in the hospital because my dad had a cancer-related surgery. Things are looking better now, though. That's awesome to hear. Thanks for all the content during the holidays. It really helps. Fuck cancer and fuck Nick Fuentes' closeted ass.
Yes.
Wow, that's sounds fun. And, I don't know. Mouse Fitzgerald again said, onions are not keto, but maybe they are.
That's why Onision...
Mouse said, hey, Ryby as well.
Yeah, Onision's an onion. He's not keto.
And then let me see if there's any super chaps. Boom, 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 boom. People on the left are pinching at straws on Nick, said Mocracy.
I would say I'm like left leaning, and I just see a funny video of two guys getting along. But if you told me one of them was hardcore Republican, I'd be like, you're joking, right?
I definitely did pinch the straw though on that burger thing. Boy, was he right! Boy, was he right about that burger, and we really mocked him for that poor burger.
I just think the burger thing was hilarious.
It was.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it, mind you.
This
it's
has nothing to do
weird.
With. Yeah, it has nothing to do with him being a white nationalist or our political disagreements or anything like
it just
that.
Has him being a picky little bitch about right. a fucking burger, can't right. eat a burger, gets messy and cries about it. Yep. It's funny. Putin's puppets gave us a whole bunch of super chats as well. Thank you, Putin's puppets.
Oh yeah,
and that should
Russian money. Give me.
Hell yeah, that should get us all caught up. Thank you, sweet boys and sweet girls.
I really don't know either of those guys. I didn't have too much to say other than to enjoy the video of the two gentlemen, one from across the ocean coming to America to enjoy burgers in the pink and blue burger restaurant, I guess.
Actually, strange. This wasn't even the burger restaurant. This is when they slurped on some big fat wieners.
Oh.
And they got beef juice all over. Remember, there was beef juice. Nope. All over his clothes.
Nobody's not that self-aware, though, right? Like, I'm not, I mean, I don't know who this is, and there's some crazy people out there, so I gotta assume the worst, but nobody's that, like, unself-aware of going into the pink and blue, like, colored restaurant and slurping on some wieners with their friend with the cowboy ears from across the ocean.
And then there's a part where he's like, oh, I got beef juice all over myself.
Grody Grungus like, just asked who the bottom was in this relationship. I'm staunchly saying Nick Fuentes is the bottom. I'm saying he...
I mean, he did fly him over because they were in America, right? So he did fly the guy over
he
to
said he got him a nice
burgers.
Airbnb.
Is that what he
Airbnb.
Said?
Airbnb.
I thought that's what
yeah,
he
yeah,
said.
He did say
he got
that.
Him an Airbnb.
I remember that. This is imprinted in my mind in a really
Let
bad way.
Me tell you about my best friend.
I'm being influenced by media.
Grungus.
I'm not sure if he said that, but maybe. I'll just pretend like he did.
I'm Pemo very sure Hell he Bent's, said that.
Hellbent's voice makes me want to touch my privates. That's.
Oh, thank you. I did that for a while.
It's very sweet of you to say that, Pimmonk. Well,
Pimmonk's a good guy.
All caught up there.
Well, I was just happy to see two, you know, young men go out and have a nice time because I haven't been out on, like, a date in a long time. So, you know, yeah. It calms my anger, my internal anger. I feel every day that goes by as I count and I get angrier and angrier as the dates miss and miss and miss. And I just get just so angry. I don't know. Is that
people
insult
fall
thing
away. What's that referring to?
I don't know.
People who get saved,
you should
they get in church,
get
they're excited about being
high.
In church.
That's a good
then
idea.
Then as soon as they run into any opposition or any problems, they quit the church. Look, we could ask, we're not going to, but we could ask for stories. Everybody in their mind who's been in their church for many years can think of people who were really zealous and excited and serving God and soul winning and doing great that eventually fell away.
Oh, wow. How dare they?
And today they're not in church at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Today they're in a liberal church. Or they're just in some other church.
He's butthurt that people quit his church. But he's such an asshole. Why would anyone want to stay there?
Yeah, why would... I mean, I know why people would want to be there. If they are also assholes, then assholes
or because
congregate.
They're forced to be.
Well, I mean, the children of assholes or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would suck to have to go to church because your parents were dumbass assholes.
Yeah, like the Westboro kids.
Yeah.
Not doing any soul winning, but just kind of, you know, warming a pew somewhere. That's what the Bible's talking about, people that fall away. It's people that are not fruitful. They don't bring forth any fruit. Why? They were not rooted deeply enough. What else is the problem with people when they don't have a root? And not only that, these people in stony places are people who begin to even doubt. Because it talks about they believe for a while, but then they start to doubt, and they'll be, well, I don't really believe that way anymore, the way that they believe. You know, they're still saved, but they start to doubt the word of God. And
not the word of God, the word of God that you believe, you fucking sick son of a bitch. You're over here preaching a very stank brand of Christianity, which I already think is pretty... terrible in its own.
Well, just give me a better salesman than this guy. Like, there are people that did the 700 Club that were classy about it, at least. Like, you got somebody who's, you know, knows the scripture, can sound decent, can talk without having to, like, pause and go, and then end the sentence with one word. You know, Basic shit.
Well, this guy like took over the shoe store that Al Bundy worked at and turned it into a fucking hate mongering church. He's literally like in a strip mall in the middle of fuck town.
That's kind
of
cool.
It's weird. It's weird.
I mean, in a nihilistic sense, maybe not in a moral sense, but it's kind of funny.
Good for him that he's in a fucking shoe store strip mall preaching the hate word of God, the hate tinted word of God.
And doubt the preaching that they were taught from the people who won them to Christ, you know.
Well, that was very sweet. I'm glad this is over. Yeah. I don't know. The Reverend, I can't remember his name right now. I don't like him.
This guy's very nasally and bland, so you can't help but to hear him. So I get why they got him talking, but I feel like they could find somebody better. I wonder how much he gets paid. I'm guessing not much. This doesn't look like a high-paying
gig. He makes a lot
of
money. He has multiple churches, I'm pretty sure. He tried to travel to speak the word all around the world, but he keeps getting banned from countries. That's pretty funny. Yeah, Reverend Anderson.
That is funny.
Reverend Anderson, asshole.
Well, okay, he must be making enough money if he can piss off multiple nations. I can't say I've ever done anything hard enough to, like, get banned from a nation like that.
There's so many countries where hate speech is actually hate speech, right? It's not just an idea.
Oh.
It's a law. So when he's over here denigrating, I think one of the biggest targets is Israel. He's anti-Israel.
You got to keep him in the seat somehow, and that is exciting and all that. But, yeah, you got to wonder sometimes, how do you get to that point to where you're standing there in front of a fake bullshit backdrop painting at a strip mall or whatever?
Al Bundy was a revolutionary. Al Bundy was a revolutionary. But Al Bundy made better work of this church when he was just using it to stuff fat feet into underpriced shoes. That's all. Benjamin has a bowl of meat and cheese. That must mean he's fucking stoned. Are you stoned, Benjamin?
Yes.
He's stoned.
Boys gotta eat. Boys gotta have his supper.
Benjamin gets stoned and then comes in with a bowl of meat and cheese.
A charcuterie bowl.
It's too fancy for Nick Fuentes.
That's a fancy name. I don't understand.
I only eat Oscar Mayer bologna. What is this? Sopressata? What is that?
Yeah, no.
I tried to open my Batman action figures and cut my hand on the plastic. This is bullshit.
I love cheese like any other American. I just like to peel the Kraft wrapper off myself.
I don't know anybody who struggled with the cheeseburger, even this guy.
What is up, fellow YouTubers? So, right after Christmas morning, the next day, after which I came home a little bit drunk and a little bit angry, and I made the mistake of going on Facebook and posting a video. I then immediately regretted what I posted and eventually deleted those videos.
Damage control.
Because my Christmas was awesome and, you know, so I realized, what the fuck are you complaining about, you know, kind of thing. But needless to say, that didn't stop my trolls from, you know, stealing my videos. Yeah. Without my permission.
Don't do this. Don't do this Brett Keen shit, Cobes. Where they steal your videos.
Oh, is he just now learning about that? Because that's been going on since, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think he's known about it the whole time.
Okay, I haven't ran into too many people that are actually disrespectful and hateful, but you gotta admit, the guy who crafts wands and makes fancy, crazy pizzas is a goofy guy. Also, he gets drunk and complains. He gets drunk and complains about women a whole lot, which is also a very funny attribute. Come on. Give me that at least.
And you can sit there and say, oh, well, it's free exposure, but guess what? If you posted a video you didn't mean to post, and then you deleted it, and someone else...
You did mean to post it. You meant to delete it later.
Uploads it to their channel. Just to mock you and make fun of you. You wouldn't like it either.
You're on the internet. You're broadcasting to the whole fucking planet. You could be the top trending fucking thing on the internet tomorrow just for one little stupid fucking thing you do. It can happen. You're not immune from shit. Welcome to the internet. Yeah, the worldwide fucking web.
Once you release it to the public, it becomes the public domain, pretty much. One way or
another. I mean, I feel bad. I feel bad when it's not good and shit. I wish everybody could have a happy fucking day and shit, but sometimes you make a big fuck up and it gets on the internet and you're the fucking subject of the day, or maybe you just continue to do so. You just got to live with it, man.
It becomes it can be used for fair use. It's not public domain, though.
But it becomes like part of the public conversation.
Right.
And quite frankly, I got tired of this asshole doing this to me, so I submitted a legal claim to YouTube.
So you DMCA'd them.
Did you DMCA or did you copyright claim so you get paid off of the videos? Like, there's different layers here, right? Like,
and it said, thank you for submitting your legal claim. We'll get back to you within 24 hours.
Legal claim? They don't say legal claim.
Oh, YouTube's starting to take their bullying policy seriously. I love it.
I love it.
Okay. Well, you know, good, I guess. That's just how it's going to go. That's fine. But there's like a million other websites like 4chan and other places that aren't so easy to work with. I mean, people are going to make funny no matter what. And even if you eliminate all that, nobody can say a word. They're still thinking it.
Now, the bullying policy is not the same thing as a legal claim. It's not illegal to bully somebody.
Yeah, that'd be like harassment at worst, and that would have to be, you had to prove some kind of financial loss or actual distress caused rather than going and saying like, your face is stupid.
On YouTube, the only legal claim you can make is a DMCA. That's actually a legal one. All the rest are like content ID claims and community guidelines violations. That's all. Even harassment, you're not actually taking them to court for harassment. They just say, it's against our policies for harassment, so we give you a strike.
Posting someone else's videos without their permission, that's called copyright infringement, motherfucker. Because these videos I make are copyrighted under my trademark as King Cobra JFS.
Copywriting and trademarks are not the same thing.
Oh my god, he copyrighted the trademark.
What you're doing is illegal because you're posting videos of mine without my permission. Which is also copyright law.
White trash copyright law.
He's an angry little fellow.
Nah, he's hurt. He's been hurt.
I don't know. I see like pure rage.
This poor boy. He's just been. People have been taking too much from young King Cobra, not giving
him driving him
back.
To smoke.
Yeah.
Look at the damage being done to him. No, we've done this. Weeds? He wouldn't have to smoke if it weren't for people like copying his videos from the internet.
Now, the only reason I'm doing the contest on my YouTube is because Ellen's a good friend and because I want to help the animals.
Helping the animals.
That's it. Nothing to it.
Is he on the Ellen show? Is that what he was saying? He's doing a contest with Ellen from the Ellen show? Ellen DeGenerates?
I think it might just be a fat shit of things I near the Little Caesars, but your guess is as good as
mine.
Waiting
for an order of tactical soap to come in.
Hell yeah, tactical soap.
I didn't have enough to give out around Christmas time.
Come on, like, Gandalf the Brown.
That's like a miracle.
I mean,
product,
he bathes,
man.
But his teeth are yellow. So you know what? I don't want somebody with yellow ass teeth selling
soap. But
the
tactical soap puts pheromones on his body,
and it's never.
Yeah,
worked.
But don't clean your fucking teeth.
It's been confirmed. Like whatever you heard was not true. He has not broken.
He didn't
his...
have a sex.
No.
Damn it! Someone told me he had a sex. Maybe me and K King Cobra just need to get on testosterone treatment. Maybe that's what we're missing.
You know what? You know what Cobes needs? Cobes needs a 9-to-5 job for like 5 years. I know I'm like being boomer or whatever, hell, but he just looks like he hadn't had to work.
He has worked, but he gets fired.
He makes ones. He's
we need to get him a job like stamping license plates that he can't fuck up without killing himself.
No, I think so. Either way, you learn or don't. We gotta get testosterone treatments. That's all. That's my new challenge, King Cobra. You go out there and get some testosterone treatments. I'll get them with you, and we'll get hecka manly. Our hair will start growing in places it's never grown before. Let's do this.
Well, you know, if you find pride in something else, maybe you won't feel so bad about the stolen YouTube videos. I mean, you guys are robbling him of his money, his copyrighted trademark, and all of that, and you just sit there and eat smugly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, you know, mirror much, you know, kettle black.
So hopefully it gets here when it gets here. But my message to you, and I know I'm a hypocrite for saying this, you too, but my message to you, though, is to be careful what you post online. Be careful what you post
Thank
online.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know?
Right, so now you're admitting that it was something you posted.
And then
you regretted it, but people had already downloaded it, and then you DMCA'd the people that re-uploaded it. If you hadn't posted it, it's your fault.
Well, you can also just ask people to take stuff down, and the people who are jerks you could, like, tag to. You don't immediately have to come out of the, like, you know, and it's like, oh, shit, that thing I deleted. People download it. Bang, 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 bang. You could, like, toss a few emails out. I'm sure you hate it, but, you know.
I can't believe time moves on. Victim blaming this poor defenseless YouTuber. All he ever did was upload a video of his dick in a neon green cock.
That wasn't this, though.
Oh, that's not what he's talking about?
Oh, wait. No. What was the video in question?
He wanted the
dong
sock to be online?
I don't know what it was. He said it was on Facebook when he was mad.
Oh, crap.
Oh, he must have said something about women that was way off cuff. That'd be my guess.
Maybe some racist okay. stuff. I don't know.
Probably saw a video of him telling Amazon Alexa to say the N-word. That's fucked up.
This microwave Alexa going, I hate women, then there you go. Got to leave.
Admittedly, yes. When I got home from Christmas celebration, I was angry about certain things. But once I had sobered up from drinking way too much, and came to my good senses, I realized that I had an awesome Christmas and that my bitching and complaining was not necessary.
Awesome Christmas.
Okay. Come on, now with the, here comes.
But trolls are fucking dicks, dude. The people who troll me are fucking assholes.
I agree.
I've literally done
nothing to deserve it other than, oh, hey, here I am with all my autistic glory.
Yeah, you're glorious little boy. A little autistic glory hole over here.
But he gets, like, hats and money. So, I mean, doesn't that kind of trade out even? So, like, can't people just be a dick to you? Because, I mean, at least if you're looking at it from a financial sense. I mean, I can keep talking over him right here. He's not saying anything anyways. Yeah. It'll take a minute. May as well play these on 2X. This makes money? Hell, you should be happy for it. I'd be happy if I could sit there, smoke a fucking pipe, and stare at my computer screen with one eye and the poster with my other and make money. Huh? And kick ass.
He overshares, too.
What's the unfortunate reality
I overshare, but it's video game stuff, so I know it's self-centric, but this
people
is insane.
People you because you're famous. So they want to do anything in their power.
He thinks he's famous.
No! My first day on YouTube to like 10,000 dislikes, 50-50 ratio. That wasn't anything. People are nasty, but it ain't that bad, you wiener. Grow up.
To make your life miserable.
He's just the sexy goth sweet boy.
And that includes posting a video that you didn't mean to post.
You did mean to post it.
I didn't mean to post this. Did we know what the video was? Or do we just...
And this guy owns a gun, yes.
Probably.
So, you know, hey, I didn't mean to post that video. Oh, hey, I didn't know the gun was loaded. Oh, hey, you know, we'll just run it down the line, right? I know it's kind of a bad argument, but I still feel like it has some kind of weight with this
guy. He did mean to post it. He regretted that he posted it and deleted it later. Now
that's
he's trying
the guy
to
one having a shotgun. I'm sorry to shoot you. I feel bad about it today. I was just so fucking angry yesterday.
Anyways, Tubes, thanks for watching this quick little rant, and I'll catch you later.
Sick. Thank you, God, Cobes. That's our champion right there.
You would polish his rod a little more?
That's our champion. Actual maniac.
Well, he made one good point. He hasn't done anything wrong besides just sit there and poison himself. I mean, to my knowledge, anyways. Has he killed animals? I don't know.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't dig that deep. It's just kind of fun to watch him get angry about women.
One of the wands is probably capable of killing an animal because it's.
I don't claim to be a ninja. I am a ninja.
Oh, this guy definitely kills animals.
A ninja. I am a ninja.
Oh, fuck. The FBI's on to us. Great.
That's Von Helton behind the fucking movie camera?
It probably is.
Young director Von Helton?
Correct. Putin is ex-KGB.
That is
that's
true.
That's why I watch him very carefully.
You watch him?
Anything I hear about Putin, my ear perks up. Had the Cold War continued, me and Putin would probably have been looking at each other from across a fence somewhere.
Probably, yeah. No,
that's
definitely.
True.
Duh.
I'm a Cold War vet. And Putin was KGB. It's very possible we could have ended up staring at one another through a goddamn
so?
Fence.
You mean to tell
me... I could go to the fucking Olympics and do that, probably. I don't know. It's not that hard.
Von Helton,
I mean, maybe
could have taken
him but...
out on battle if that would have happened. The Punisher
wrestle?
Could have taken him out. The actual Punisher. The real-life Punisher,
stop
Von
him
Helton.
So tough, huh? You could have saw him, then why weren't you smart enough to take him down when you could? We had a hero, but instead we got a failure.
Very possible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know this guy.
Didn't know
wacky.
That, did you? Did you know Putin is close
is
to my
Is he
army age?
Or did he just find the hat?
I have no idea.
Did you
he
know
lies
Putin?
A lot.
Did you know Putin was
okay.
close to Von Helton's age?
Did you know that? It's true. Look
Who
it
cares?
Up. I'm 50 years old. Go look up how old Putin is. Go on. I dare
50
you.
Years old?
Dude.
Damn.
This was a while ago.
50 years young, I think. This guy doesn't look an 8 day over like 25. I mean...
I've got too much clutter in this room right now.
Oh, you think? Too much clutter?
For any type of martial
At least he's got his inhaling on. Sprays in the back. That keeps him straight.
The thing of it is, the thing that aggravates me is that... I never had anybody with me when I went to martial arts that could, you know, like, film me or anything.
Oh, how convenient.
I guess that's sad, though. I mean, like, you know, all this sick-ass kung fu, and you train for years, and nobody will even, like, videotape you doing your sick-ass kung fu.
He was Karate Kyle. Have you ever seen that meme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He was. He literally was.
A legend. Okay, I don't believe he's in the military, but if he is, I'm sorry.
I probably should have had,
but... this is kind of sad, actually, in that regard. Thank
always
you, Ben.
Always been a solo man.
Always been a solo man.
And I'm sure the Doge meme dog's dead now too, isn't he?
Maybe. Dogs don't live very long.
Dang it.
Hmm. Well, let's see. There's an old Kenpo kata that goes, let's see, how does it go?
Kata, he's like doing kata now.
Yes.
He's doing it sitting down.
And then
from an office chair,
block.
As you do.
It was not, it was not meant to do
block.
While sitting down.
Man, so you mean he's elevated the form?
And there's some feet movements, which obviously I can't show.
He's modified the form for ease of use.
For people in wheelchairs, you know.
I remember some of the old katas from Kenpo.
That's good. I'm glad you know ninja stuff.
Dude, if I got into an altercation, I wouldn't, it would all come back to me. Just
if someone came up to me, I'd fucking judo kick them off
the
roof.
While I'm sitting here at 5 o'clock in the fucking morning,
somebody
smack
him, see what happens. Do you think if you went in to attack Von Helton and you gave him a smack in the head, do you think he would, defense, or do you think he would, cower?
Dude, it'd be like Batman. By the time you're back behind him, he'd already backhanded you, sensing your negative energy with his, like, key. His chakras, like, formed all the way perfect from his years of intense training with the U.S. Army and mountain monks.
Okay.
So, I mean, how could you even attempt to punch him?
Okay.
Look how fast he is. He's so fast the camera can't even pick him up.
Okay.
Soda and eating a Reese cup, I'm not, you know, going to get everything right, you know?
Of course.
They have a great AR-15 move. Yeah, so do I, actually. So do I.
Hell yeah, took that song, kiss.
What's my favorite stance?
I feel like Von Helton at one point in time had an AR-15, and then he had to pawn it to buy, like, sausages or something. And
that's sad.
And he still acts like he has it, though, because he had it once. And had to
I've seen it in videos.
Okay.
Someone just asked him what his favorite stance was. Let's see what he says.
Well, it sure as fuck isn't the horse stance. That's for goddamn.
That's the only stance he knows. And he's like, it's not the horse stance.
That stiff and rigid bullshit. I prefer ninjutsu myself.
Ninjutsu isn't a stance. Man.
Classic ninja right here.
He's going to crawl through the attic and drop through the roof really and fucking ninja kill me for making fun of him. Shit, I'm terrified.
I don't think we had stances. Yes, you do.
We had...
Boxers have stances. Wrestlers have stances.
Dude, does he have ninja swords?
We had a modified form of a cat stance, which I really appreciated. Now, I did like the cat stance because it was flexible. It was very limber. You know,
the
regular
stance.
Kempo stance, you know, just all this rigid shit. I don't like that.
Talk about this when we were 12, when we went to karate school, you know?
No, he is perpetual 12-year-old no, in judo. Karate school. The picture
he's
of him...
He's too old.
The picture of him as Karate Kyle, he was too old to be going to fucking karate school. He didn't even have a black belt.
I mean, yeah, even if you're Karate Kyle, after a point, it's got to be like, you know, okay, I'm 80 years old, martial art, just any of it. I can't comprehend. I remember what, like, when I was 12,
stop
be like, I know judo, I could flip you, but it's this guy.
Bocek, I agree. This is painful to watch. The most painful thing about Von Helton's karate is watching him talk about it. Not the
I'm just
kicks
saying,
or
like,
chops themselves.
If you're old and you're sitting in an office chair and that's the only way of movement you got, then why are you showing us karate? At least get up if you're a champion.
There's one where he's doing sit-ups.
It's Von Helton. He does horrible things all the time. He will fucking sit in a stupid little chair and sing karaoke to try and woo a girl into becoming the third wife. He's a weird dude.
Well, he'll up on the fact that he's a weird dude.
He'll sit there and play with his micro machines or fucking Hot Wheel box cars.
Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What did he do in the Army?
I don't even know if he really was in the Army.
Wojtek?
Dude, he lies about being, like, a secret agent and shit and being the Punisher.
I know.
So, I mean, it could all be a lie. He lives in a fucking, single wide in the backyard of his mom's house.
How much percent Cherokee is he, though?
200.
See, I don't think that's a lie. The guy
Do you
looks
think
like he's
maybe
200%
as a kid,
Cherokee.
He was just playing like guys outside with his friends. Like, I got a magic cloak, and I'm invincible, and I know judo, and I'm in the Army, and it just continued until he's like 60 or something.
Yeah, he was that kid on the playground that was always bullshitting, and you always knew the shit he was saying was bullshit.
Well, you could see it in action in a video when he's going off, rallying off all the people who followed him on Twitter. And he's like bragging about like the Trump kids following him and stuff. And then he gets like halfway through and someone's like, you're ridding the people you follow. And he looks at it and like you can see you can see in his face that he realizes he is, but it's so stupid that he did that he won't admit it. And he's like, no, I'm not. And then he continues to read the same list of people he's
Billy
following.
Billy Gray, Patreon.
Because he's...
I love it. Ooh.
He's a pathological liar, is the problem. You don't know you're lying when you're a pathological liar. You believe all the bullshit you spew. And then when he got caught in the middle of one of his bullshit lies, he became the regular liar that he is. Because he's also
That's
a regular
sad.
Liar. He's a multi-tiered liar.
Did he even really ever know karate?
I hope.
Jared doing
Jerry's
karate.
Still out, so maybe he just posed. He's just gotten a picture.
There's two hilarious karate videos. Actually, there's more than that. There's a hilarious video of Chris Chan doing karate, which is so funny. And then there's there's one of Jared Genesis doing karate too. And then I took this one. Oh. I took this one and made it look like the guy was dancing.
Oh, hell yeah.
I added the music.
Man, I don't know if that's going to protect you if somebody starts swinging at your face, but it's smooth. I'll give him that. It's confusing.
Yeah,
maybe it's for if you got to fight 1,000 toddlers, right? So you got to move real fast, but don't have to move much.
It looks way more like bad dancing than karate to me.
It looks like somebody doesn't know how to stretch out doing it wrong. Let me take a stretch here.
I feel like this guy could beat Von Helton.
Look at that kick.
Take that punching bag. I can show him. Oh, fuck. This guy's a bad dude.
Yeah, that was particularly enjoyable.
Is that like martial arts just for taunting geriatrics?
Probably.
Never mind. Yes, we'll just go with yes. All right, it's cool. That was an interesting video. I don't know where you got it from, but it must be an awful place.
Yeah. People send me weird stuff all the time.
He's just using the cat stance. No big deal.
The cat stance.
It's not even his house.
I mean, I can't tell here.
Everybody has a fucking camera and a computer connection these days. You never know. You could have climbed up through the chimney sweep. Who knows? But I don't know. It looks like a good way to stay healthy at an old age. You know, you move around, get some cardio going. I don't know about going to the bar and fighting people like that, though.
Why not?
Yeah, just go to the bar as an old man and do
I get my ass kicked for one, but I don't know. I guess if you like getting your nuts stepped on, you could do that.
Getting your nuts stepped on.
Feels good, man.
Feels good.
That's your thing.
BME Pain Olympics 2020.
Pain Olympics alleyway. Let's go.
All right. Here's Jared's.
They could have any martial arts video. Some guy's mom's backyard.
Yeah, Jared's mom's backyard.
She has a nice backyard. That's pretty good.
Yeah, surprised she can afford all that with them raising their 30-year-olds.
If this guy maintained it a little bit, he wouldn't be so fat.
Look at this.
Take that, air. That bird's like, I'm out of here. This guy's dangerous. Yes. Oh, he's charging up his energy. Watch out. Oh, fuck.
Come
You could totally edit power balls into this. Just like have him shoot lasers and shit.
Jared Genesis versus Von Helton. Who wins?
If you picked up the hose and watered the yard at the end, I'd be really impressed, though.
I'm going to see what it looks like if I speed it way up.
Oh, yeah, let's give him superpowers.
Super power!
Oh, my God. He's like a teching character.
Everybody in fan chat, it's Vaughn versus Jared, martial arts competition. Who wins? Fan chat.
I mean, if Vaughn, we give him the time stone, he stands a chance.
Someone should give him a soap stone.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
Wash a stinky body. Jared wins by a stink. Vaughn, nobody. Yeah. Get some Vaughns there. Jared is so pathetic, Vaughn could kick his ass. Vaughn might have old man strength, but I don't know.
He could just be crazy and immediately kill him. Like, instead of fighting like a normal person, he might just go right for the neck and try to break it like some psychopath. He might win through that. That's always something you got to consider. These people aren't sanctioned fighters. Some of them are nuts.
I don't want either to win. I want them both to like trip on each other and then land dick first into each other's asses.
Uh-huh.
Well, that'd be entertaining.
Hi. Oh, hey.
Jennifer Christ here. And
it's the human pie eating
contest. I just want to let people know that me and my husband have decided not to have any more friends online or try to engage.
I like when two very unlikable people decide not to have any more friends, like it was up to them.
I've decided that all my friends may leave now, that I'm done with them. It's just not working out. They had to go instead of their friends being like, hey, you're an asshole. Fuck off. Oh.
This isn't me, guys. This is just a me looking bitch.
Into friendships with people online.
What about G-Man?
Because what we've noticed is people can't be trusted.
G-Man
with information. People can't be trusted with your heart, even.
What about with your Oreo?
And not only that, we will not be putting any personal
information
on our channels anymore or releasing it to people. Because it's well, golly
gee whiz, it's like when it's on the internet, people save it and they say unsavory things.
Business, really. And we want our privacy. And, you know, you're just going to get YouTube-like videos. You're not going to get anything personal or anything. Because
they'll make fun of those too.
We can't trust anyone, and we've been hurt way too many times by people online, and we're just gonna retract in and spend time
then disconnect the internet
and be together.
If people were pumping like actual agony through the internet into my veins, I'd be like, I ain't paying for this internet shit. It hurts. Just turn it off. Done.
Somebody sent me the video King Cobra doesn't
want.
Oh, geez, what is
it? Should I just play the audio from it?
I don't know.
Okay.
With Shani's face on the screen, this kid can go wrong.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? This is how you summon a fucking hate.
Well, happy Christmas, Facebook. I don't do live videos on Facebook too often, but I had a pretty awesome Christmas. Some friends of mine were worried about Christmas dinner, and how are they going to have it this year? So I chipped in some YouTube money and I helped with my friend's Christmas dinner. Show did. And you know what? YouTube and Facebook, it made me feel good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That I was thinking about someone else for the holidays, you know.
Sweet boy.
Know what's so regrettable about this? It's sweet. Oh,
let's see. So.
Oh, and then I'm walking home with my phone in my hand. I hit a patch of ice and I slipped and I fell. And the phone went flying out of my hand when I slipped on a patch of ice and hit the ground pretty hard. So there's that.
Dang.
And this is why winter pisses me off more than anything.
Damn, winter.
But thanks for watching my live stream on Facebook. I'll catch you later. On a real note, how are you going to accuse me of being jealous of you and your so-called fuck buddy, boyfriend, whatever the fuck friend you're calling him, you know, when I'm the one that helped provide Christmas dinner, when me and my fans helped provide Christmas dinner. People are asking, so how was your Christmas? Mine was good. It was very good. My friends were in a tough spot. They needed some money for Christmas dinner. So I chipped in some YouTube money to make it happen. But no, seriously, real talk. You know, and I think certain people have a crush on me and certain people are afraid to admit their true feelings. That's why certain people act the way they do around me. How are you going to sit there and say, you stole my heart, but then turn around and say, no, I don't want to date you. I just see you as a friend. You know what people would be saying? I call bullshit.
I think he's talking about the people he bought the Christmas
stuff
for. Damn.
He bought Christmas dinner for this girl.
Oh.
Did this girl play him and say, you stole my heart just to get a Christmas dinner? And then
that's exactly
poor
what
fucking baby.
Bed?
He bought people who didn't have dinner, and he's sour that they aren't sucking his dick for it. Oh, what a charitable fucking soul.
If I've
I'm so
bought
nice.
You dinner, you owe me a blowjob.
Ben,
shit, I thought the good deed was its own reward, but fuck, no, it's actually people got to suck your dick and tell you how fucking good you are and how nice you are all the time.
Hey, I resent that. Excuse me. Sucking my dick is its own reward.
Whatever the fuck you guys want to call yourselves. When I got a legion of fangirls that want to fuck me.
God damn it.
That very same
then
legion.
Why isn't that tactical soap working?
Yeah, buddy? Yeah, why aren't you getting fucked all the time?
To help provide Christmas dinner. But you want to accuse me of being jealous of whatever y'alls have. That's cool. You know, I know my friend's parents definitely appreciated it. I'm not going into extreme detail. You know, when women know your rights or they have an issue with you, instead of just talking about the issue, they'll do shit to piss you off. I've seen it happen. You know, that's the best part of it, Facebook. It's people treat me like I'm stupid because I'm autistic. They don't take into consideration that maybe I'm a lot smarter than I may appear to be. I'm not going to sit there and say I'm...
The fact that you're saying Facebook shows that you knew you were on Facebook. You didn't upload it by mistake. You uploaded it and then regretted it.
Yeah.
Smartest person on the planet. But on a real note, I mean, I'm leaving out details to... It was good. Thank you for asking. Christmas was good. Thank you for asking.
Christmas.
Man, I can tell this is edited because he's talking so fast.
Right. It is.
This dick. All my friends on Facebook who play guitar, take a look at this shite, dude.
Yeah. He has a guitar.
This shit's badass.
He just banged
rock
it.
Rock and roll.
Like, I BS you not, Facebook. I got an acoustic. I sure do. Hope you all had an awesome Christmas. I know I did. And now for the New Year's approaching. Yeah, my New Year's resolution is to win the lottery. Trust and believe.
That's not really a resolution.
Sick resolution.
Wait, hold on. How are you spending YouTube money buying people Christmas dinners, getting guitars, and then wishing them to win the lottery? What the? Right. You could have saved your YouTube money, well, not bought the acoustic guitar, and not needed lottery.
No, you still. He okay. There's no way he spent lottery winnings on their
Christmas
dinner.
Billy's so desperate to defend him.
He just needs more money so he can buy more lottery tickets and
right.
more dinners.
And you know what? Even if he's a dick about it, it's still good he bought them dinner anyways, even if it's like a bad move. But at the same rate, if he can't afford it and he's got this acoustic guitar and he's got all this stuff, then why don't he just not buy the rest of that and then skip the lottery ticket? Then they went on to rely on chance. Come on, Billy. Come on.
I'm not going to argue King Cobra. He's fucking... A whiny crybaby.
Oh, okay. Well, I win.
He's like, I just wish you would, you know, maybe made love to me because you said I was your one and only true love. But if you really meant that, then you wouldn't just eating the fucking hot Cheetos I bought you on Christmas.
Right.
I found it funny. Just a simple holiday video turned into him like complaining about women and friends. Like it went from like nice, like, and also, you know, screw them. I bought them Christmas dinner with my YouTube money. Oh, geez. That's special. I'll tell you that. It's real special. I hope he gets his lottery ticket. The Powerball would probably be a funny thing. I mean, how fast do you think he'd spend it? Usually those people who fuck it up spend it within like a week. Like all 38 million.
I mean, he spends his money really fast, and he's always overdrafting his bank account.
Think of
what he says.
The size of the pizza he could buy with lottery money. That's
awesome.
I know,
right?
That's awesome.
Then, like, the day after wins Powerball, is like, okay, Tubes, I'm going to need you guys to donate to my charity here so I can pay my taxes for my lottery because I bought a pizza the size of Manhattan. I don't know. I'd respect that. That'd be rad. I'd be down for that. He can do cool stuff. I just hate it when he cries about women and friends. It doesn't work out too good. I get it.
Well, I think it sounds like he bought Christmas for two of his friends that are a couple, and he's mad that the girl doesn't want to fuck him.
Yeah, they should have let him in on the three-way for Christmas.
Man.
They should have just let him come tag in, spread some cheeks, smash
fuck
and dash.
Fuck that.
That's the holiday spirit. You know,
I don't remember
people...
that in the Scrooge story. I remember like him coming in and like, "Oh, Tiny Tim's fine. I'm gonna fuck your wife now that you're employed again."
Yeah, it's the holidays. Like, yeah. I went out and got a girlfriend just so I could let everybody have sex with her. That's the holidays. It's what you do.
It's It's a weird ass holiday, but you know what? Feel free to celebrate it.
Ricky Berwick is more responsible with his funds. Was Ricky Berwick not spend his money well?
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Why is this all of a sudden?
I've never heard of that. And you know what? It's fine if people don't spend their money right, but to brag about the YouTube money humbly, like, you know, hey, I spent my YouTube money to buy these people dinner. I'm so generous and I'm so wealthy. It's like, even if you were like that, that's fucking rude. But I know how YouTube works. That's not a lot of money. You're talking like $60 for a Christmas spread, and then he's going to say, hey, I need money later. You got an acoustic guitar right there. You could fix that. That ain't anybody's fault but your own.
Is Ricky Berwick filing for bankruptcy or something?
I sure hope not. Okay. Poor Ricky Berwick.
I mean, he does have medical, right? But I don't know if that's publicly accessible, so you may want to consider that if you're digging into like how much he's spending.
Ricky Berwick, I think he's funny, though. Canada. They take care of his little broken body up there. If he's going broke.
You know what? I'll wait. I'll wait until somebody tweets about it and gets lots of likes. Then I'll know the truth.
If Ricky Berwick's going broke, it's because he bought too many Reese's Pieces and stuck too many of them up his butt hole.
Reese's Pieces.
His butt hole.
You know, if he spent all the money on candy, I think we should bail him out for that. It's fair.
Yeah. Ricky Berwick bought a girl a whole box of Reese's and didn't complain when she didn't bang him. So you know what she did? She went and she banged him. That's King Cobra's problem. He complained, so she definitely wasn't going to bang him. All you got to do is do like Ricky Berwick. Put a cookie in your butt cheek and profit.
If he made more funny pizzas and ate stuff and just said dank over and over again, he'd be a lot more likable because that's the nicer part of it. But then, like, it's between. He goes, eats a pizza, dank, and then he goes, I fucking hate women. YouTube's, hey. And it gets real fucking wacky real quick. Hey. Ricky Berwick, he just gets on there, and he's high energy and fun. That's good stuff. There's, like, a difference between being an entertainer like that. So I hope Berwick's doing all right. He doesn't seem like he's spending his money crazy, but then again, how would I know?
That boy's did he get like a chair computer.
Hookers and blow
hookers blow computers and like a kick-ass wheelchair.
See, Ricky hell doesn't even need hookers. Like, his body type works where he can just put a batch of sea monkeys in his butthole, and he's got like he grows his own girlfriend that way. It's amazing.
Well, it's not good to stick into people's financial matters too much. But when they brag about it, that's when it starts to tick me off a little bit, especially if they ask for money.
We are about to wrap up this show and go into the post show. The links have been posted, so everyone can go to Patreon or Subscribestar. If you're a $10 patron or Subscribestar above, you can get the show. The links are up. Check it out. And fuck, what else we got? Nothing. Anything.
Yeah, it's one of those sweet days. Oh. Make sure to prepare your bats.
Bats, yes. You will be getting bats within the next few days here. And we highly advise, if you know what's good for you.
If you know what's good for you.
To send us your bats. If you don't have the Brave browser, there's something wrong with you. So you need to download the Brave browser anyway. You can download it PC, Mac, mobile devices. It's available on all of those. And when you download it using our link in the description below, it helps out the show a ton. So all you have to do is use a browser to help out the show.
Feeling brave?
Yeah, use a browser to help out the show. And yeah, send us your bets by clicking the triangle.
I've used it for a long time. It's given me no issues. Usually I don't look at that kind of thing, but I needed it for a specific purpose and worked really well.
Yeah, it works really well on mobile, too, because people are able to quit YouTube Premium and just and do everything that YouTube Premium does on their phone.
They can use their phone like a desktop thanks to the browser.
Basically. Usually
yeah, that's nice. That's what I look for.
And
I want the browser
ads.
To be a browser, not to be like, you know, gunked out one. So, like, on the cell phone especially. Like, all the browsers are weakened out and not good, so that's no good. Same for the web, you know, there's certain things the Chrome browser doesn't do that Brave does, and it's not too bad to have it spread out a little bit.
Yeah, and I get the Brave, I get the tips from Brave through Twitter now, too. So, if people use the browser, Brave browser, to go to Twitter to watch, or to, you know, just go to your Twitter page, they can send you bats that way, too. And basically, the way you do it is if you're on one of our videos, you can see it says Drunken Peasants on YouTube, Brave Certified Creator. You just go to send a tip, and you can send us a tip that way. And the reason I explain this, even though I've explained it 100 times, is every time I do this, I see a bunch of bats come in. So check your bats next few days. If you don't get them tomorrow, you'll probably get them the day after. Send them as soon as you get them. Send them our way. Do it.
Hey,
and there will be a post show. Check Subscribestar or Patreon for the link. It's posted right now. We are about to go there now. Have a wonderful night.
Check out Hellbent.
Yes.
I'm Hellbent. I jump on once in a while. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.